It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
About the JonBenet murder case.
Doug Loghini is a producer for CBS 48 Hours. It was 1996. Six-year-old JonBenet was taken to the basement of her own home, tied up, beaten, and strangled on the day after Christmas. Her parents lived under a cloud of suspicion. Armchair detectives had a field day. Patsy Ramsey, JonBenet's mother, died of cancer in June. John Ramsey, her father now in Atlanta, says he's very happy to learn of it, only wishes his wife were alive to see it. Security alert at the port in Seattle, Washington, where a half-mile circle has been evacuated. This after a trained dog sniffed something that could be explosive, still unconfirmed. Nearly 5 years later, it is still tough to listen to the September 11th emergency calls from people who did not make it out.
I'm going to die.
Ma'am, say your prayers. We're not
going
to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
I'm going to die. I know.
No, stay calm.
Please, God.
You're doing a good job, ma'am.
It's so hot. I'm burning up.
She was on the 83rd floor of the South Tower, which was engulfed in flame before the building fell. The tapes were released after months of fighting by families of some of the victims to make them public. The jury says it is stuck in the David Pissarro case. Pissarro is the former CIA contractor on trial for beating an Afghan detainee who later died. Judge Terrence Boyle in Raleigh, North Carolina, has not decided yet whether to tell the jury to keep working or to declare the jury hung on the case. The Coast Guard and the DEA raided a yacht off the coast of Southern California.
DEA received information that this vessel, Doc Holliday, was approximately 15 nautical miles off the shore of La Paz, Mexico. And acting on this lead, the DEA requested that the United States Coast Guard interdict the vessel.
That's Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty. He says a big fish in the drug world has been caught, Javier Arellano Felix. He faces a long list of big-time smuggling charges. For 1/2 hour today in Radcliffe, Kentucky, a gas station had fuel for sale at $1.20 a gallon. The line of voters stretched for blocks, voters being the point. A Democrat running for Congress organized it to try to blame his Republican incumbent opponent in Congress for high gasoline prices. On Wall Street, the Dow soared almost 97 points today. The Nasdaq gained 34.5 points. And those oil prices, they came down by $1.16 a barrel to $71.89. This is CBS News.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner-city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LNZ 2606.
Our solar system just got a little more crowded. Think of it this way. 12 planets in the space that used to hold just 9.
So after months of debate, the International Astronomical Union has proposed a new definition for what makes up a planet, giving the solar system at least 12 planets, not 9, and ultimately more. The new definition says the body must be massive enough for its own gravity to pull it into a roughly spherical shape, And it must be in orbit around a star, not in orbit around another planet. So the moon is not a planet, but the asteroid Ceres, which is much smaller, is.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. To say that Kevin Holder is very well known to the police in Lincoln, Nebraska, is understating the case. He was chased down last Sunday morning with burglary tools. It was his 226th arrest. His rap sheet is 43 pages long. And he's not even close to having the record. Edward Rooks, who died in 2004, had been arrested 652 times during his petty criminal career in Nebraska. Harley Carnes.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
Offended by how you're using stuff. I'm a humanist, and you might even call me a Wiccan. And I'm not upset that you're not talking about me all the time, you know?
You know, I forgot about those damn Wiccans.
Yeah. evil man.
Hey, guys, you're funny. Okay, look, Scott, you're like the straight man, and Andy gets the punchline. So.
The only show where the gay man is the straight man. It's all very confusing.
That's right.
Scott and Sims, mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'd like to start this commercial off by saying, we're not interested in painting pleasing images in your head just to convince you how comfortable you'll be in a spacious new condominium home at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. We're not hypnotists. In fact, try not to picture yourself suiting up in your most flattering swimwear, walking through the soft grass and dipping your toes into the warm, sparkling blue pool for the first time. Or how relaxing it'll be blowing off steam and getting into shape at the state-of-the-art air-conditioned fitness center. Don't even think about how sweet the walk back to your place will be. How you can't help but smile at your neighbors because, like them, you know that one-bedroom homes start at just $199,900. Try not to imagine the air smelling fresher, the breeze blowing softer as you drive home from work with the windows down and ease into your own garage. Take your time calling Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove for a tour. Don't picture your condominium home being bought by someone else. Remember not to focus on how much you'll save owning your home. 691-1400. Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. 691-1400.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Sacramento's left channel.
That's it. Enid Live, here she is, right on. Oh, my goodness, we're having some, how you say, technical difficulties at 308, 8 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday midweek edition of Enid Live. I am yours until, thank you very much, Ms. Lisa West. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We have a lot going on today, and I have lots of information to share with you. And let me tell you that in the 4 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by New Yorker writer Lawrence Wright, who has written a brand new book that has gotten amazing reviews. It's called The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. And I am very interested to talk to him because the reviews have been such raves. He's done a lot of new reporting on what happened. There are a lot of observations about terrorism. It apparently reads... it is so well written, it reads like practically like a thriller, and we'll be talking to him, as I said, in the 4 o'clock hour, so that's coming up. The book has been twice reviewed by the New York Times. You can always call me at 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. It doesn't cost you a penny to do it. These are ways in which you can be heard. I mean, sometimes it gets, the sparks can really fly around here. You've heard that in the last few days. And pretty much we try to give you a forum to be heard, but sometimes passions take over and we scream all over each other. But, you know, eventually we settle down and you will be heard here. And even if we disagree. So if you're Republican, if you're conservative, if you're a Hezbollah member, a member of Hamas, or whoever you are invited to participate in Enid Live at your peril sometimes, but what the hey. It is a vibrant conversation. I also want to direct your attention to WhiteRoseSociety.org. They archive my shows, and they really are hurting for donations. So if you are a user of WhiteRoseSociety.org, they can use your help, and it's one word, White Rose Society, just like the color WhiteRoseSociety.org. Ben Birch has done just a fantastic job. A lot of liberal hosts are archived on that site. A lot of Air America hosts are archived on that site. And Enid Live is archived on that site. And he can certainly use your help. He has told me that there's a lot of activity in the blogosphere. So those of you who are blogomaniacs can tell me if that's the case. But in the blogosphere, if you deviate from the mainstream Democratic Party line, they're throwing you out. So I don't know what that's all about. I'm not a blogophile, but if anybody knows anything about that, I'd like to hear from you. Also, I am going to be this weekend at Condon Park in, let's see, it's Grass Valley. It's a Democratic picnic for the Nevada County Democrats. And Charlie Brown's going to be there, and there's going to be a musical guest, Peter Wilson. There's going to be great door prizes and a raffle, and they're going to have a tri-tip and chicken barbecue. And if you're a vegetarian, they'll have something for you, too. Cake? No. Let them eat cake. Oh. Catered by Posh Nosh, which sounds pretty good. And I'll be there. And as I said, Charlie Brown will be there, and we're going to be speaking. So this is the annual Nevada County Democratic Picnic. And go to NevadaCountyDemocrats.com. Let's see. There's a number to call if you want to get a ticket. It's $20 until Saturday the 12th. And then after that, 25, call for, what is today? Oh, it's after that. Today is the, 16th, I think? So it's 477-1804, 477-1804, and your money goes to the Democratic Party, presumably. It's casual, and this is Saturday. I'll be there. I hope you'll be there, too, and I hope I get to meet you. Let's see. I've got all these notes here. Okay, I got this email from one of you. You can now. There are three candidates I want you to roll up your sleeves and think about working for. Charlie Brown for sure, and Charlie Brown has a good shot. You know, Netroots got Ned Lamont was a big factor apparently in getting Ned Lamont elected over, or the winner in that primary over Joe Lieberman. And there's a good possibility that they might support Charlie Brown, and there's some process by which you can vote or do something to get them to support Charlie Brown. I can't tell you what it is because I'm sort of not, you know, I'm not really knowledgeable on those areas. But those of you who do know, give me a call, and if there's a way that you can vote for Netroots to support candidates like Charlie Brown, candidates like Bill Durston, Rob Haswell is another candidate. These are three candidates you want to roll up your sleeves to support, not to mention Phil Angelides, who apparently is not supporting much of himself lately. Where is he? So here's an email I got. Two things you can do at no cost to support Bill Durston for Congress. And this is against Dan Lundgren, who is about as conservative as it gets. And you don't want Dan Lundgren anymore. You didn't want him in the first place, and you don't want him for sure now. Nominate Bill Durston for Progressive Patriots. And number two, nominate Bill Durston for Swing States Project's Netroots candidates list. And you follow the sign-in instructions to create a free account, then go back at the bottom of the comments page, post your own comment about Bill Durston. It's a grassroots effort. So look into it or call the Durston campaign. They can tell you how to do it. But those are candidates you want to support. You want to see, Bill Durston's an ER doc. I hear he's quite good. Anybody is better than Dan Lundgren, and Durston would be quite a bit better than Dan Lundgren. You definitely want Charlie Brown. Oh, my God. I got an email. One of you emailed a letter that John Doolittle, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, is sending out. And here it is. This is a letter from Doolittle to his constituents. First and foremost, I want to express my sincere appreciation to you for standing with me during last month's primary election. Well, he didn't have any competition, did he? Oh, yes, he did, actually. While the liberal media and my opponent did everything they could to defeat me, I was able to... Well, you know what? Doolittle's doing everything he can to defeat himself, and I hope he succeeds. I was able to enjoy, he writes, a decisive victory because thousands of people from throughout this district rejected their attacks and supported my campaign. Unfortunately, however, there is no time to rest. I must now wage a campaign against Charles Brown, the Democrat nominee and the most liberal opponent I have faced in my 26 years of public service. Now, that would be Lieutenant Colonel Charlie Brown, who has military service, which Don Deep Doolittle doesn't have at all. His physical activities are confined to digging into the pockets of people who are willing to bribe him and putting that money into his own pocket. I think that's the extent of his aerobics. I don't know what kind of aerobics you want to call that. You want to call that carobics, because it's a combination of corrupt and aerobics. I don't know. Anyway, so he says there's no time to rest. He's the most liberal opponent. Charlie Brown is, now these are code words, the most liberal opponent I have faced in my 26 years of public service. And now this part's all highlighted. Even though the campaign has just started, Brown has already announced his liberal agenda for this district, calling for higher taxes, amnesty for illegal immigrants, and, last but not least, gay marriage. He has also proudly touted his membership in the ACLU, the extreme organization that has taken on the Boy Scouts, fought military recruiters at our local schools, and recently filed a lawsuit demanding that a cross be taken down at a veterans memorial in San Diego. This group, Doolittle writes, that Brown so proudly associates himself with even took on a local elementary school for displaying a sign shortly after the 9/11 attacks that read, God Bless America. Amazingly, the ACLU called the sign, quote, a hurtful and divisive message and demanded that the school take it down. But, Brown's liberal agenda doesn't stop there. No. Equally disturbing is that Brown has recently proclaimed that if elected, he would support hearings to determine whether President Bush should be impeached. How about whether or not Deep Doolittle goes to the pokey for all of his corrupt activities, for being the bribee of all these bribes that have been going his way? He hasn't mentioned that in his letter. He hasn't gotten to that part yet. I'm waiting to see if he gets to that part. I am sure you agree that Brown's views, that we must do everything we can to defeat him. We simply cannot let someone with his agenda be elected to office. Unfortunately, however, Brown's campaign has attracted the attention of liberals across the country who are funneling money into his campaign at a record pace. Now, I don't think it's actually true. I think they're starving for funds. Doolittle's got way more money. And, you know, think of all the money he's put into his coffers that have gone into his pocket. Think of all the bribe money that he's inhaled, this guy. In fact, he said the same people who have supported guilt by association. The fact the same people who have supported Barbara Boxer, Hillary Clinton, and Howard Dean in the past are now helping fund Brown's campaign. And, at no extra charge, Nancy Pelosi has convinced Brown that the only way he can win is by adopting her phony culture of corruption smear campaign. That's right. They are smearing Deep Doolittle. They are smearing him with his own Deep Doo-Doo. That is, you see, the Washington leftists realize that Brown can't be elected in this conservative district on the issues. He is far too liberal. And they also know that Brown can't run on his experience because he has none. Consequently, in order for Brown to be victorious in November, he must spend his money on a vicious, focused campaign to smear me, Deep Doolittle, and my dedicated Deep Doolittle wife, Julie. We cannot allow this strategy to succeed. We must be prepared to get the truth out to the voters and stop the lies and distortions that are sure to come. Well, if there are lies and distortions, the Washington Post has published things about Doolittle, the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times. I mean, this man, that he's still walking and he hasn't been hauled off to the pokey yet is a miracle of its own. Simply put, in order to make sure we are as prepared as we can be, Doolittle continues, I need your immediate help. If we can raise an additional $100,000 in the next 25 days, well, you know what, Deep Doolittle, here's what you can do to win. If you need that $100,000, go to your bribers, the guys that have been shoving money into your pockets for all these years now, and see if they'll give. If you can, vacuum up another $100,000 from these people.
suck up another $100,000 from them. That's nothing compared to what they have put in your pocket. He said, I'm confident that we can turn back these attacks, get our messages out, and stop the liberals from taking over this congressional district. Well, that may seem like an insurmountable goal. What? Are you kidding? He's the incumbent. If anyone who has contributed to my campaign in the past donates $25 or more in the next few days, I will pass a bill in their favor, enriching them by a thousand. Oh, no, he didn't say they were. I am confident we can surpass it. Can I count on your support once more? Any contribution you can afford would be appreciated. By working together, we can keep this district in conservative hands, conservative and corrupt hands, and send a clear message to the liberals in Washington that we refuse to send one of their own back to Congress. Thank you in advance for your support. Best wishes. Deep doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-little. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. This guy is such a cheater. This man is so corrupt. And he is, and he's trying to smear, and all the cliches he's used, that Charlie Brown is liberal, so, you know, he can't run on his own record, apparently, and he is the object of any number of probes, and he's lawyered himself up, so clearly another shoe is going to drop, and his wife has been accused of unethical, if not illegal behavior, unethical, deeply unethical behavior, and as everybody is singing to the feds, I think Doolittle's number is going to be up pretty quick here. And so here's how he's trying to smear Brown. He's saying that he is liberal. He's saying that he's invoking the name of the ACLU. He's by association. He's using the names of Barbara Boxer, Hillary Clinton, two women, Nancy Pelosi, a third woman, and Howard Dean. These men are so afraid of strong women. What does this say about them? Would you like to comment on this letter? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the midweek Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69, 70. Highs for the next couple of days, 89 to 91. We're at 82 here in the River City. Our traffic looking not so good, actually. Southbound 99, just south of Arno Road, which is between Elk Grove and Gulf there. We have a vehicle actually in the right-hand side lane, and it's only a two-lane there, so stay clear of that. It's actually stopping traffic. Westbound 50, just west of Prairie City Road. The freeway service there, there's a disabled vehicle blocking traffic up onto the freeway. Southbound Cap City Freeway at Marconi Avenue, we have three cars that got into it. Our emergency vehicles are all blocking the lane. You can log into 1320leftchannel.com if you'd like to email Enid, and also email her if you have a traffic as well. Back with more Enid Live, Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left today in 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Carol Cassie, we've got some news for you. Your kids are teenagers, neither of them have cell phones, and you still have dial-up. In this day and age, that's not cool, Carol. Trust us, their friends are talking about you. Luckily, AT&T has some plans that can help, like home phone, high-speed internet, and singular wireless starting at just $95 a month. Choose the internet speed you need, choose the number of phones and minutes you need, and bingo, you're a cool mom. And right now with AT&T, you can get a free Razr phone, so you'll be a cool mom and a smart mom, too. So that's Carol's world. For everybody who's not Carol, if we can crank up the cool in her world, then we can deliver the right options to you, too. Visit att.com or call 1-800-PICK-ATT, and you can be the coolest parent in the neighborhood. No offense, Carol. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Free Black or Silver Motorola Razr after $100 rebate with 2-year commitment and qualifying AT&T services. Taxes, other charges, and the FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0387 toll-free or visit att.com/bundle details. Not available in all areas.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed.
Prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you.
With high-quality, personal care.
At an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
324. on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And you could join the conversation. And remember your homework assignment. Your assignment is to tell, if we're still speaking, is to tell three to five of your friends every day that Enid Live is here. Even if we're not speaking, it's always lively radio around here, and we try to be as honest and compelling as possible, and certainly as smart as we can be, and funny too once in a while, and informative, and all the things that we try to bring to it. So sometimes we succeed better than other times, but in any event, there are other shows here if you're mad at me. There's The Morning Retort with Scott and Sims. And there's Randy, and there's Al Franken, and Mike Malloy, and just a ton of programs that you can listen to that make being on the AM dial worth your time. A lot of people have given up on the AM dial. I should have probably let you know this if you've been incarcerated in office all day long, but the headline story here, the breaking news story out of Boulder, Colorado, is that a man suspected in the slaying of JonBenet Ramsey nearly a decade ago was arrested today in Thailand. This is a man who is 41 years old and was a second grade teacher from the U.S. and he's being brought back to the U.S. He has confessed to certain details that only the killer would have known. And the sad thing is that, remember, John and Patsy Ramsey were both under a huge cloud of suspicion. She died. She died of cancer, I think just in June. Ovarian cancer. And one district judge in 2003 concluded that from the evidence that in 2003, a U.S. district judge concluded that the evidence she reviewed suggested that an intruder killed JonBenet. The opinion came with the judge's decision to dismiss a libel and slander suit against the Ramseys by a freelance journalist whom the Ramseys had named as a suspect in their daughter's murder. So the suspect in custody apparently knew details about the murder that had not been made available to the general public, although, as somebody said, there are very few details that had not been made available to the general public. So that would be an accomplishment in and of itself. If there's any new information, I will share it with you as the story unfolds. We've been reading the letter from John Deep Doolittle, who's a lucky man that he's still walking free with the stink of corruption enveloping him and his wife. And he is invoking all the shibboleths that conservatives and people who have nothing else to say invoke. And he's smearing Charlie Brown by calling him a liberal and by association with Nancy Pelosi and that dreaded liberal of all liberals, who's not really very liberal at all, I think, at times, Hillary Clinton and Howard Dean and all of that. So that's what Doolittle's doing. Guys like Charlie Brown, candidates like Bill Durston, Rob Haswell, they all have a really good shot. So... get cracking. If you want to make a change and be sure that we have subpoena power, roll up your sleeves and dedicate a little bit of time to helping out one of these campaigns. It's really fun to do, more fun than you would imagine. Write a check if you aren't able to volunteer any time, but get involved in some way so that you can look back on this time and know that you did your share here. Also, this just in, guess who's coming to town to stump for Arnold? Rudy Giuliani. Tomorrow, he's coming to town, fundraiser at the Hyatt at 6 o'clock. So you might want to join a protest that's going to be there at the Hyatt at 6 o'clock. The California Democratic Party sent this out. So Rudy, let me see if I've got this right. Rudy Giuliani in town for Arnold Schwarzenegger. What do these two have in common? Two adulterers, you know, having a little fundraising, having a little fundraising activity. Well, I don't know if Arnie was an adulterer, although there have been allegations to that effect. Certainly we know he was a serial groper, the gropernator. And where there's smoke, where there's groping, there's fire, I would guess. And Rudy Giuliani, who, like Gary Condit, was a big fan of putting up the Ten Commandments in schoolhouses and every place else, was eager to break as many of those commandments that dealt with adultery as possible. Do you know, remember when Rudy Giuliani was sleeping on a friend's couch and the friends were a gay couple because he couldn't get his wife to move out of the governor's mansion because he was, as Dr. Laura, that bitch would say, shacking up with another woman. So he married her, Rudy and Judy. Yeah, so these guys are going to probably preach morality to us, I would imagine. Anyway, if you want to join the demonstration, that's going to be tomorrow, and Giuliani's expected at the Hyatt around 6, or the thing begins, so maybe you get there a bit earlier, and call the Democrats if you want to know the details about that. One of the things that we talked about, and if you want to contribute, it's on our website, the Valerie Plame Joseph Wilson Legal Defense Fund. I sent a check, because what will happen is it will compel, if this thing can go forward, this lawsuit goes forward, it compels discovery. And that means information that hasn't come out so far will have to be provided. Cheney has already lawyered up with a big deal lawyer. Rove apparently will be lawyered up. And if, as I say, if this lawsuit goes forward, then more information will emerge. And one of the attorneys that is going to be helping Valerie Plame Wilson and Joe Wilson is Joe Kochet, who's a top Democratic fundraiser, trial lawyer, longtime wine and restaurant partner of San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom. He has just been named to lead ex-CIA officer Valerie Plame Wilson's big lawsuit against Vice President Dick Cheney, his former chief of staff Scooter Libby, and Karl Rove. And with the ex-Army Special Forces Colonel Kochet's take-no-prisoners approach to lawyering, you can bet that this case will be a doozy. In the suit, Wilson, this is Materin Ross in the Chronicle. In the suit, Wilson and her husband, former Ambassador Joe Wilson, whom we have had on this program, we have entertained on this program, accuse Rove, Cheney, and Libby of intentionally exposing Valerie Wilson's classified CIA status reports, in other words, outing her, in retaliation for ex-envoy Joe Wilson's publicly challenging President Bush's evidence justifying the war in Iraq. Money is not what this case is about, Kochet said. It is about a little piece of paper, sometimes known as our Constitution. There is already speculation that Cheney, citing executive immunity, will go untouched, and that the real target is Republican kingmaker Rove. Still, Kochet says he intends to pull Cheney into the fray as well. I'm going to take his deposition, said Kochet. No sooner was it announced that Kochet would be leading the case, then word came that Cheney would be represented by no less than Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, a mediocrity. You would not want Alberto Gonzalez defending you on a parking ticket. And Washington lawyer Emmett Flood, one of the attorneys who defended President Bill Clinton against impeachment charges. Flood, by the way, is a Republican. Flood did not return calls, but the White House has been mum. And the White House has been mum, but Rove has called the lawsuit, quote, absolutely and utterly without merit. Rather like Karl Rove himself, wouldn't you say? 349-1320. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has said that he doesn't need President Bush to campaign for him in California this year, but he is so eager to avoid association with an unpopular Republican repugnant. You know, the Republican, here's what the Republicans have done to demonize the Democrats. They've dropped the ick from Democratic. So it's the Democrats, the Democrat Party, it makes it sound like they're rats. Instead of saying the Democratic Party, which has a certain ease and kindness to it, the Democrat Party sounds coarse and hard. And so here is the Republican Party, which I think we should rename the Repugnant Party. Arnold is trying to distance himself as much as he possibly can from Bush and anybody else. And have you seen any mention at all in anything that Arnold is doing of his running mate? Do you even know who his running mate is? Have we even heard about it? How come we haven't heard anything about Arnold's running mate? 349-1320, 866, 620-1320. He's distancing himself from his running mate as well, apparently. California Democratic officials feel that way anyway. Here in a state that leans decidedly blue, Democratic Party officials have in recent days made every effort to remind voters of the ties among Schwarzenegger, the Republican statewide candidates, and Bush. Everyone on the Republican ticket supported Bush and supported the war, said State Democratic Party Chairman Art Torres. He called the Democratic state lineup a model of diversity and said that, by contrast, the California GOP ticket is a ticket of big oil and gas. Well, every time Arnold talks, there's a lot of gas that emerges. Speaking of which, people are starting to get their PG&E bills, and they are astronomical. And they are astronomical for two reasons. They're astronomical in part because everybody, during July, when the temperature was so vicious, People were using more energy, but also the cost of energy went up dramatically. I think the range is something like 11 cents to 35 cents a kilowatt hour. And if you were over X number of kilowatt hours, you got charged at the high level, the 35. So there was a story in the Bee today about a couple who actually, whose energy use was down something like 11 or 18% or something from last year, but their bill was way, way, way higher than it was last year. So the number of kilowatt hours was down, and they didn't pay what they paid last year or even close to it, even though it was, I think, about 17, 18% down. They paid hugely more this year because the amount they were charged per kilowatt hour was so inflated. 3-4-9-13-20-866-626-1320. Let's head over to the phones and to Jeff in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi. I heard you talking about Arnold's running mate, and I just wondered if you knew that the governor's race, he doesn't have a running mate. The assistant governor, the lieutenant governor, runs independent.
I do know that. I know that. But he's still his running mate on the Republican side, and he doesn't even mention him.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure that you were clear that they were separate.
Yeah, no, I know. He could have, but Garamendi could wind up being the lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
I know that. But McClintock is the, is his, you know, is the Republican guy, and you don't ever hear anybody mention McClintock, and not Arnold. I haven't heard Arnold mention McClintock.
Sure.
What does that mean, do you think?
You know, I quit guessing a long time ago because I'm often wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. McClintock is highly conservative, and Arnold is distancing himself from people who seem like they're Republican because he wants to pretend that he isn't when, in fact, he is. Jeff, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69. Highs for the next couple of days looking pretty good, 92, 93. And we're going to have a little bit of breeze, though, even if it gets really hot. Southbound 99 just north of eastbound LC Avenue. We have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Southbound I-5 just north of Florin Road. And you know where that's coming into Elk Grove there. There's three cars, and they're actually stopping traffic, so stay clear of that. And as usual, southbound 99 just north of Dillard Road, we have a pedestrian wandering in the roadway. Everything's nice and slow, 50 over top of the mountain. And personally, Eden and I and Lauren think that's good because you can just crank up AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away 1-866-865-2211.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
1320 Sacramento's left channel.
3:39 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, it's downhill now until the weekend. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Remember, you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can call 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. It doesn't cost you a penny. It's always toll-free. Our operators are standing by 24 hours a day to take your calls. Well, not exactly. And we will have in the next hour, if all goes well, Lawrence Wright, who writes for The New Yorker. He's written a new book that has received raves, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11, and I think it's a pretty... it's a topic, and he's uncovered a lot of new information, so it's a topic that is, right in the news, because we have an administration, of course, that has nothing but fear to sell us, fear itself to sell us. We were talking a moment ago about your PG&E bill, and I found the information I was looking for. Here is a retired couple, and their PG&E bill was actually, their kilowatt usage, their energy usage was down by 17%, but they were, they had a huge bill, and somebody else's bill was $1,285 for 4,185 kilowatt hours. I don't know what that means exactly, except that it's astronomical when you get a bill that high. This couple that had an that their energy use was down by 17%. Their energy bill came in for the month at almost $740. $740. I bring this up because one of the things that's emerged in some of the guests we've had and the people we have talked to is that Arnold's getting a lot of money from energy companies. A lot of Texas oil money is coming into Arnold's pocket. And there has been no attempt to re-regulate the rates. You know, we were paying very decent rates here in California until the legislature decided to re-regulate. And I think a lot of money changed hands when that happened, and it has been a catastrophe ever since. Enron was the worst. But we have been told by people like Greg Pallas and other people that you just wait till the election is over, because there are successors to Enron who have become way more sophisticated, a lot smoother, hiding in the bushes, waiting to sock you with even huger energy bills than you have. And so here's what's happening. I think PG&E is saying that they are, who could stand it? You know, you're lucky if you have an office to go to and let them pick up the heating, the energy charges. But this is just a preview of what's to come. And yet, in the front page of today's B, here's the headline. Angelides not yet the life of his own party. Democrats are not fully embracing him. Many doubt that he can win. And when I shared with you yesterday some of the big donors to Arnold's campaign, there are a lot of big Democratic donors there that typically give to Democratic candidates. But some of the big Hollywood names have decided to give to Arnold. Eli Broad, who builds houses and is typically a huge contributor to the Democratic Party, is not contributing, apparently, or has not yet contributed to Arnold. To Phil. He has contributed to Arnold. So why that is, I don't know. Gubernatorial candidate Phil Angelides was in proud partisan company last week as Howard Dean headlined his San Francisco campaign rally. Hillary Clinton has helped him, but a field poll showed that Angelides had a lukewarm 63% support among fellow Democrats, with only 35% saying they believed he could defeat Arnold Schwarzenegger. So the money on the street says he can't do it. And for such a feisty fighter like Phil, a gut fighter, you know, somebody who really scrappy as can be, where has he been and why isn't he being scrappy? And then, in the B is reporting today, headline story, and I want you to contrast this with the Maloofs, the Arco Arena Project. The chief, police chief Albert Najira, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is feeling the heat. He has vowed to curb killings. Sacramento's top cop tells the city council that reducing violence is the department's number one priority. Well, let me say, I think Sacramento has long had a difficult time keeping the lid on crime. That is why whenever your places, even like the Arden Fair Mall, in the middle of the daytime, there have been robberies, there have been all kinds of things going on there. You don't even feel safe in some of these places. In the middle of daylight, you don't always feel safe in these places. So clearly there's a problem here. And I think it's one of those things that nobody's had a great solution to, or there haven't been enough resources hurled against, or there hasn't been enough innovation or critical thinking. But we got money for an arena where we're just going to line them loose pockets, but there seems to be there aren't enough resources here to curb these killings. We have record homicides. You know, it's a homicide a second around here. So on Tuesday night, the Sacramento City Council convened a rare special meeting, called the top cop for some answers. Well, what's he going to say? The mayor says, Heather Fargo says, I want to make it clear that this level of violence is not tolerable. Okay, well, that's nice. Okay, very good. So the top cop says, well, what I need to tell you is that we as an organization, we are outraged and we are concerned. Well, that's nice, too, said the top cop. Our young people are killing themselves on the streets, and we've got to stop that. Okay, let's figure out a way to do that. Sacramento's statistics are sobering. With 45 homicides so far this year, there were 5 killings in the past week. As it stands, the city's murder rate is up almost 40% from last year. You know what? Instead of calling it Sacred Tomato, you know, our colors are blood red, should be blood red. We have to have a new name for Sacramento, not Sacred Tomato. I don't know. Homicide. Well, we're Murder City is what we are becoming. But if you can think of a good catchy name that reflects this hideous situation that we are in. And what does it say? What does it say about us? You don't have this happening. This is as much a symptom of something else as it is a problem in and of itself. So, what do you think it means that we have such a high rate of crime in Sacramento? A. What does it mean that nobody seems to have a handle on it? B. Has it got something to do with the fact that the education system here isn't so perky either? Maybe they go hand in hand. And some of you have talked about the meth trail up the valley, up from maybe Stockton, Modesto, Visalia, Porterville, from San Diego, all the way up to Sacramento, so that we're number 7 in stolen cars. Here? You tell me what you think this means. And if you have some solutions, I'd like to hear them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69. We're going to see for the next couple of days, actually, a little bit of wind. Highs tonight, we're at 89 here at the River City. Our traffic slowing down 50 over top of the mountain. And I'd like to just say, you know, if you're in a huge hurry, I probably wouldn't get on 50, but I just want you to turn up 1320 left channel and the time will go by just nicely. Southbound Cap City Freeway to northbound 99. There's a hit and run, no injury there. Northbound Cap City Freeway at F Street, 4-car collision there, stopping traffic. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of Watt Avenue, and the same, actually, there's 4 cars there and a big rig. Southbound 99, just north of Dillard Road, my guess is one of those guys is a pedestrian walking in and out of the roadway. Back with more Enid Live, Lisa West here for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
To save money, energy, and the environment, buy energy-efficient light bulbs and install ENERGY STAR qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, flexyourpower.org. And thanks for flexing your power.
For years, the premier customer service offered by Lasher Audi has been one of the Valley's best-kept secrets. But now that we've relocated to the more visible Elk Grove Auto Mall, we've decided to go an extra mile while our new state-of-the-art facility is completed. So whether you come to Lasher's Elk Grove Audi to buy or lease a new or certified pre-owned Audi, or to take advantage of our often same-day service appointments, you'll be greeted with the Elk Grove Audi Silver Platter Welcome Package, an ice-cold mountain spring water, lemonade or iced tea, a moist, chilled towel to wipe the perspiration from your brow, and a gift bag filled with enticing goodies. Top it off with an Elk Grove Audi Silver Platter lease loaded with extra Lasher value on a new Audi A3, A4, A6, or A8, and you have perfection. The Silver Platter Welcome Package, premier customer service, and the most value-packed Audi leases are exclusively at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi, now in the Elk Grove Auto Mall or at LasherAuto.com.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus?
Avoid mosquito bites. Protect yourself and your family from the mosquito that spreads the virus. Mosquitoes bite in the early morning and early evening, so stay indoors during these peak hours. When outdoors, wear long sleeves and long pants. Apply insect repellent with DEET, Bacaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus on exposed skin and the outside of your clothing. Mosquito-proof your home by dumping standing water from buckets, flower pots, kid pools, and wheelbarrows. Also, maintain pool equipment and keep window and door screens in good shape. West Nile virus is a threat, especially to people over 50 or those who have diabetes. Most people who get West Nile virus don't feel sick, but it may cause serious illness. So protect yourself and your family from West Nile virus. Fight the bite. For more information, visit scph.com or call 1-800-429-1022. That number again, 1-800-429-1022. Brought to you by Sacramento County Public Health.
Most of us get too little omega-3s in the foods we eat. I'm Bob Harris for Smart Balance. Chances are you've tried our delicious Smart Balance buttery spread, popcorn, and omega peanut butter. Now we're introducing a great new light mayonnaise. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and natural plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo gives you 500 milligrams of omega-3s per tablespoon and helps offset the dietary cholesterol in eggs and other foods. You don't need all that fat and mayonnaise to make delicious sandwiches and salads. Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise has half the fat and calories and natural plant sterols plus an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise and get omega-3s and natural plant sterols as a healthy bonus. Check it out on smartbalance.com.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, Winco, and Albertsons. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Plantar fasciitis? It's the inflammation of the plantar fascia, a thin layer of tissue supporting the arch.
We're talking today with Dr. Jeffrey Endo, owner of Good Feet Stores throughout Northern California.
At Good Feet, we know there are many causes for plantar fasciitis, like wearing shoes that don't fit, overuse, and trauma.
How does someone know if they have plantar fasciitis?
Terrible pain in the morning may be a good first hint. For a proper diagnosis, Good Feet suggests seeing a doctor.
What can someone do about plantar fasciitis?
There's everything from surgery to rest, and our Goodfeet arch support system has been demonstrated to often help relieve the pain.
What is the Goodfeet arch support system?
It's a combination of strengthener, maintainer, and relaxer arch supports designed for round-the-clock comfort, balance, and support, and in this case, relief. They're made in the United States by Goodfeet.
For sore feet, aching back, even plantar fasciitis, visit the Goodfeet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. The Goodfeet store, America's number one arch support.
Downtown Reno presents One Outrageous Night, live with George Lopez.
Don't go to the doctor. Know nothing about your medical family history.
It's a night of laughs featuring funny man George Lopez.
You go to the doctor, was your mama diabetic? Nah, she wasn't nice.
George Lopez in concert.
Let's go to emergency. That's where all the Chicanos die in emergency. Come here!
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center.
Come here! If your wife is in the room, hey, how much are those clears? Wait a minute.
It's One Outrageous Night, live with George Lopez.
We do all this to our house ourselves. We don't hire a contractor.
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center.
We got somebody from the neighborhood to do it. Somebody that's not working.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or downtownreno.com or toll free at 888-288-1833.
I don't have a ladder, but I can get on the house on the brick wall. Right?
It's a night filled with the hilarious comedy of George Lopez.
Hey, let me ask you this. While I'm up there, you want me to take the Christmas lights down or no?
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center. Brought to you by Downtown Reno Presents.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
3:53 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We've been talking about homicides. If you have a good name or what the violence in Sacramento is a symptom of, and if you have a good name, a new name for Sacramento that reflects the homicide rate, I'm thinking of, instead of Sacramento, Final Sacraments, Sacra Homicide. Those aren't very good, but I'm sure you're going to think of something better. Let's go to the phones. We have one line open, 349-1320. Susan in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, I have a couple of things to point out. I think one is that when President Bush decided to come out and take on the war on terrorism,
mm-hmm.
there were several dollars, federal dollars, that were shifted from law enforcement that were used for crime prevention and various programs that were developed even during the senior Bush administration that Clinton continued to embrace. And so I think, not that I think I'm standing up for law enforcement, because I think they need to step up to the plate more, and I think there needs to be much more collaboration between law enforcement agencies and local agencies. But what's happened is the Clinton administration just pretty much left domestic police issues and neighborhood issues pretty much on their own, because this was a big priority to him. The other is that from that,
Clinton put a lot of cops on the street.
He sure did, and I think also at the same time, California was the leading state in the nation at that time that was really investing at that time in the early 90s on doing crime prevention programs for young people. There was a progressive movement from various foundations and from law enforcement agencies.
And what happened? What happened
is that also was a shift that went kind of down the chute when the state legislature also decided that wasn't a priority. They figured three strikes was going to, you know, gain Republican support rather than intervention and prevention. So I think those two things have happened at the same time, and we're finally starting to feel the effects of that. And it's finally hitting where it really hits the most, where a lot of voters feel it, and that's when cops start saying we have a real problem in our hands.
Susan, that's an excellent analysis, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, Don in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Hi. I have a name for you for the crime in Sacramento. I would call it Sacramento.
Off the tongue in a cute way. You know, that's really very good. Sacramento.
Right.
Oh, very good. Oh, I like that a lot.
I live in Midtown. I hear and see a lot of stuff.
Sacramento. All right. What do you hear and see quickly?
Oh, mainly people hitting on each other. It's usually after dark, just right when it gets dark.
So
a lot of homeless, but it's just like couples having arguments and stuff.
Oh.
There are a couple bars nearby.
Oh, domestic squabbles. I love it. Sacramento.
Okay.
Perfect. I thank you very much for that.
I listen to you. I sure listen to you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that you do, and I'm glad that you called in with us. This is really good. Thanks,
Bye.
Don. 349-1320, Nancy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Nancy.
I just want to make a comment about Angelides.
Yes.
You know, I thought he was a better candidate over Wesley, although I pained over who I wanted to vote for.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sorry I voted for him, because I'm almost convinced that he is a plant for the Republicans, because he is.
Christos, Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
An arrest in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
This arrest may put to rest all the suspicions that have dogged JonBenet's parents.
New tapes bring back the terror of 9/11.
I'm going to die.
Ma'am, say your prayers. And we're not going to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The case horrified the nation. A beautiful little girl beaten and strangled in her parents' home on Christmas night nearly 10 years ago. Now, CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty, who's been following the JonBenet Ramsey murder, reports a suspect named John Mark Carr is in custody.
CBS News has learned that Carr, a 41-year-old American man, was arrested this morning in Bangkok, Thailand. He is a second-grade school teacher who taught all over the world. Law enforcement was led to Carr, sources say, because of a series of emails he allegedly sent revealing details about the case that were never made public.
Carr will be brought back to the United States this weekend. Authorities in Boulder, Colorado confirm the arrest and say they'll make a statement tomorrow. For a long time, suspicion centered on John and Patsy Ramsey, who vehemently denied killing their daughter. Patsy Ramsey died of ovarian cancer in June, but John Ramsey says she was aware before her death that an arrest was imminent. Lynn Wood is the Ramsey family's attorney.
I'm not sure that any of us were actually prepared for the phone call, so it's been an emotional day.
Now this.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love.
Two brothers chasing the American dream, one by making the law, the other by breaking it.
The tornado might just suck everything in and spit it out broken.
And their families caught in the crossfire.
You either love your brother or you don't.
Showtime presents Brotherhood. Sizzling tales of corruption and deceit raves us weekly. See it from the beginning with 6 back-to-back episodes, and you'll know why critics are giving Brotherhood 4 stars.
I'm not going to let you hurt this family!
Enough! Get in on the Brotherhood Marathon, Saturday starting at 8, 7 central, only on Showtime.
Approaching the 5th anniversary of 9/11, New York City today released tapes of more phone and radio communications on that awful morning. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive joins us live.
Hours of audio, 1,600 emergency calls, most between firefighters. Some are calls to 911 from the World Trade Center.
I'm going
to die. Ma'am, say your prayers.
Melissa Doy begging to be rescued in the smoke and lethal heat. She did not survive. She was 32. Listening today was painful for relatives of dead heroes.
It's the firefighters, the police, and EMS could go into that building. I certainly can listen to these tapes, as unpleasant as it is.
Al Regenhardt, a retired cop whose son Christian, a firefighter, died on 9/11. Live in New York, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Relatives of 9/11 victims and the New York Times sued to have these tapes made public. A Mexican drug kingpin is in U.S. custody after an arrest that could have been dreamed up by Hollywood. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has the story.
For 3 years, he's been wanted on murder and drug charges.
Conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine and marijuana.
Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty said federal officials got a tip earlier this week that the suspect would be aboard a fishing yacht off the coast of Mexico.
A boarding took place by the U.S. Coast Guard personnel. 8 adults and 3 juveniles were discovered on board and detained.
And there he was using a fake name.
Francisco Javier Arellano Felix will be arraigned in the very near future on the indictment.
He now faces life in prison. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The Israeli army says it's handing over positions in South Lebanon to UN forces. This after the Lebanese government agreed to deploy troops near the Israeli border. In Baghdad today, the aftermath of a deadly attack. Reporter Pete Gao has details.
At the end of the working day in Baghdad, 2 simultaneous car bombs in the city center killed and injured commuters. Earlier today, another bomb exploded in a crowd of laborers looking for work. The U.S. and Iraqi military are currently engaged in Operation Together Forward, the objective of which is to rid the capital of this kind of violence that claims almost 100 civilian lives a day.
A top U.S. general in Iraq says al-Qaeda aims to build a political base to expand its campaign against the Iraqi government. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven? Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI, 1-800-483-4NBI, or check out the website at nbiauto.com. License number OB97951.
It's the most patriotic radio station in America.
I love America! I love President Bush!
Really?
AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Our job is to question authority.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
4:06, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, Hour 2. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Remember, you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You are welcome to call. It's always toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. Joining us in this segment is Lawrence Wright. He is a writer for The New Yorker. He's a screenwriter. He has a new book out that has gotten rave reviews, at least two of them, from The New York Times. It is entitled The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. Lawrence Wright, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sorry, we didn't have your... Are you there, Lawrence?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Thank you for joining us today. We didn't hear you. I think we had some technical issues there.
Oh, okay. Well, I was saying it was a pleasure to be on your show.
I am delighted that you are. And the new book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. I want to talk about it for a moment, but before I do, you are a writer for The New Yorker, but in addition, you are a screenwriter. And you wrote the screenplay for the film The Siege, starring Denzel Washington, Bruce Willis, Annette Bening. Talk to me about that film and why it has any relationship to your new book.
Well, in the mid-90s, I set out to write a movie about the FBI and the CIA, and I wrote about counterterrorism efforts, which at that time were kind of off the screen, but these two bureaus were having a big turf war, and I spent some time in New York talking to some of the counterterrorists in the New York office of the FBI. And their anxiety about the possibility of an attack on American soil was very palpable. So that became the basis of the movie, The Siege. And the question the movie asks is, what would happen to our country if terrorism struck our shores, as it had, even at that time, in London and Paris? So in many ways, the events in the movie, in a miserable fashion, prefigured the tragedy of 9/11.
Talk to me about your book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. The book is divided into several parts.
Well, it talks about the rise of Islamic extremism beginning in 1948 with the arrival of Sayyid Qutb, the Islamic philosopher and educator who would later write the book Ma'alam fil Tariq, called Milestones in English, which became the manifesto for bin Laden and Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri and other senior leaders of al-Qaeda.
I could never pronounce that man's name because it's a constellation of consonants. There are no vowels in there. And what, he spent some time in Colorado. Did he ever spend any time in Sacramento? He may have, but I know Colorado.
Well, You know, he did spend some time on the West Coast. He did spend some time in San Francisco. He may have gone to Sacramento. I don't know. I know that Ayman al-Zawahiri passed through Sacramento in the early 90s. He went to the Silicon Valley on a fundraising drive. It didn't really turn out very well. So I know that at least one of these fellows has been in your neighborhood.
Wow. And so you trace the rise of the influences on Ayman al-Zawahiri?
Yes, Zawahiri was very influenced by Sayyid Qutb, and the Egyptian president Nasser hanged Qutb in 1996, but by that time he'd already gotten his manifesto out. The last man to be with Sayyid Qutb was his lawyer, Mahfouz Azam, who is Zawahiri's uncle. And when the year that that Nasser hanged Qutb, Ayman al-Zawahiri started a cell to overthrow the Egyptian government. He was 15 years old. So he's never really wavered since he was a very young man.
And it is said that he has had an immense influence on Osama bin Laden.
Oh, indeed. Bin Laden would never have been able to put together the organization that he did without the people that Zawahiri had assembled around him. But Zawahiri had his own terrorist group long before Al-Qaeda called Al-Jihad, and he was waging a terrorist war on Egypt. But he eventually merged his forces with bin Laden, and out of that merger came the organization we know as Al-Qaeda.
Well, if so, al-Zawahiri was so intent on all of this, how is it that he took time out to go to medical school to become a surgeon? Why did he even take any time out of a busy terrorist schedule?
Well, he was in medical school in a time when this foment was just beginning. They were starting cells in Cairo, not only his, a number of different underground cells that were growing up in the beginning of this kind of Islamic extremist movement, all in reaction to the government they were trying to overthrow. Eventually, they became kind of aware of each other and became networked. And it was Ayman al-Zawahiri's organization, Al-Jihad, that was responsible for the assassination of Anwar Sadat in 1981. And Zawahiri spent 3 years in prison and was tortured like many of these men. And I think, you know, there are a lot of human rights workers in Egypt who will tell you that the brutality that characterizes the Islamic extremist wing right now was born in those Egyptian prisons.
So here's a man who's supposed to be dedicated to healing, and yet part of a group who are brutal.
Yes, you know,
interestingly,
he was, you know, people who knew him well, members of his family and his friend, will say that he was actually, you know, a gentle, he had a, you know, a bold revolutionary idea, but he was not a bloodthirsty type. He wanted a swift surgical military coup. That was his ideal. But later he became very bloody-minded.
How do these events now factor into what culminates in 9/11?
In Afghanistan, in 1979, the Soviet Union invaded, you know, and that drew bin Laden and Zawahiri and other Islamic militants to, really, bin Laden went there to fight the Soviets. That's not true of Zawahiri. He went there to recruit young Egyptians who were on their way to the jihad and train them, and then he wanted to take them back to Egypt. But it became a staging area for Islamic militants from all over the world. After the Soviets withdrew in 1989, by that time they had created Al-Qaeda. And originally it was supposed to be a kind of anti-communist militia. This was bin Laden's dream. He wanted to chase the Soviets once they left Afghanistan throughout Central Asia, and also to fight the communists in Yemen who were in charge of the government at that time. So really, he was a militant anti-communist at the end of that war. Of course, he hadn't anticipated that the Soviet Union would simply dissolve. And so he was then faced with having no enemy, but having an army. So
he was an army in search of an enemy.
Yes, he had the army. He just didn't know what to do with it. It was a small corps.
How many people would you say?
Originally, there were about 37 people in Al-Qaeda.
37 people in Al-Qaeda. In what year was this?
In 1988, they had their first organizational meeting, August 11th, 1988. We have the handwritten notes of Abu Rida al-Suri, who's actually from Kansas City. His real name is Muhammad Loai Bayazid. I had the privilege of meeting him in Khartoum. He took the notes for the first organizational meeting in which the name Al-Qaeda surfaced. And that following September, it went into practice.
What does Al-Qaeda actually mean?
It means the base.
The base. Okay. So now this happens in 1988. At a certain point, Osama bin Laden is an intelligence is receiving monies from the Saudi Arabia, even though he is heir to a lot of money. He is apparently receiving monies from Saudi Arabian government, from Prince al-Turki. Was it Faisal al-Turki? I remember
Turki
reading this. The intelligence chief. What was his name?
Turki al-Faisal.
All right, Turki al-Faisal. And is that not true? And at what point is he not on the payroll?
Well, he was actually getting money more from private sources, and there was a lot of money going into bin Laden from the royal family. I've had princes tell me, you know, well, we all gave him money. And, of course, the United States was also supplying the Afghans with, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, a sum that was matched by the Saudis. And that's the portfolio that Prince Turki carried.
But wait a minute. Why were the Saudi princes giving him money? Was it a payoff to not agitate on Saudi soil?
Not at that time. When they were fighting the Soviets, this was really what you would call a genuine holy war. They really believed that they wanted to expel this atheistic invader in a Muslim land. And so it was widely practiced. I mean, people, there were pots in the mall where people could deposit money that would go to the jihad in Afghanistan. It was very common practice. And so the generosity of some of the senior princes to the jihad at that time was not at all out of line. But they developed a habit of giving money to Osama bin Laden. So after the jihad was concluded and he had other causes, he was still had his hooks in some very well-moneyed people in Saudi Arabia.
How does it happen then that Al-Qaeda becomes culminates in 9/11? Was 9/11 inevitable?
Well,
do you think?
No, I don't think it was inevitable. There are a couple of things that I should say about that, Enid. One is that Al-Qaeda itself changed from being this kind of what bin Laden conceived of as an Islamic foreign legion that could go help Muslims in trouble anywhere they were, to a terrorist organization, and that took place in Sudan during the years 1992 to 96, when he decided to focus his energies on the West and especially on America. And but you know, the more I studied it, the more accidental that seems, because during that same period of time, he was really considering giving up terrorism and becoming a farmer. He was one of the largest farmers in Sudan.
Wait a minute. So Osama bin Laden was suffering from a career crisis.
Yes.
Either be a farmer or a terrorist. I think I can't decide. I can't decide which. So I guess I'll be a terrorist.
Unfortunately, Enid, we made a terrible mistake at that time.
What did we do? Well, how did we push him over into the terrorist side when he could have been a nice little farmer? He could have done some organic farming. He could have thought about bioengineered foods. He could maybe raise some tomatoes that don't look like Naga hide.
But he was parading around Khartoum showing off his sunflowers and saying they should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. He really did take it seriously. Unfortunately, the U.S.
He sounds a little bit like a hippie.
He had, at that time, a rather wealthy one.
Yeah.
But and he was the largest landowner in Sudan. But the U.S. decided that he had to get out of there, and they pressured Sudan to expel him. And the Sudanese warned us that he would go to Afghanistan, but you know, and they offered to turn him over to the U.S. But the U.S. had no indictment of him at that time. There was nothing that we could do with him if the Sudanese gave him to us. So we said simply, get rid of him.
Why did we want him out of the Sudan? Because he's got to be somewhere. And if he's raising sunflowers, he seems more benign. Why? What was our thinking? What was the policy involved? And I am talking with Lawrence Wright, whose book is, and it's an amazing book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. So, Lawrence, why didn't we leave him in Sudan?
Well, would that we had. But Sudan at that time was full of terrorists. The Sudanese had established an Islamic revolution, and they opened their gates to anyone who declared himself a Muslim. And so a lot of Muslims who weren't welcome anywhere else, such as Abu Nidal terrorist organization and the PFLP and many different terrorist organizations set up shop in Khartoum. And bin Laden was hobnobbing with this group. Even Carlos the Jackal was in Khartoum. So it was a dangerous environment to have a moneyed guy like bin Laden who could support some of these groups. And I can understand the rationale of the policymakers, but what they didn't count on...
They didn't think it through. He gets thrown out, now he's got to do something, and he's mad.
He was mad, and moreover, when he left Sudan, the Sudanese authorities robbed him of nearly everything. Abu Rida told me that when he left, he thought bin Laden had no more than $50,000 left. And an intelligence agent in the Sudanese organization told me that he thought that bin Laden left Sudan with nothing. So although he was never the billionaire that the CIA once described him as being, he had at most at one time about $7 million, which was his interest in the Saudi bin Laden group, the company that his father founded. But after he left Sudan and returned to Afghanistan, we have notes and documents and testimony from people in Al-Qaeda that they were living on green pomegranates and stale bread and drinking well water with larvae in it. They were really, really pressed. And right after he got back to Afghanistan, bin Laden declared war on America.
My guest is Lawrence Wright. His book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. Lawrence, can you stay with us?
I'd be happy to.
I'm delighted that you are. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We do have lows tonight right around 69. Highs for the next couple of days, 91 or 92, but we do have a nice breeze, so it won't be so bad. We have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway stalled northbound I-5 just north of northbound 99. A traffic hazard looks like another vehicle eastbound 50 on Matherfield Road. Stopping traffic now. You know, 50 at the moment is almost to a stop anyway. I don't think it has anything to do with that. Though westbound 50, just east of northbound Watt and southbound Watt. Two accidents, one on either side. Four cars on the northbound and two cars on the southbound. So stay clear of that and stopping traffic. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Going back to school starts with going to Safeway, your one-stop shopping destination for school supplies. You'll find everything your kids need. Notebooks, paper, pens, pencils, glue sticks, and more. Plus a huge assortment of backpacks and lunchboxes. And save time and gasoline by ordering from home at Safeway.com. You get the same club card savings online as you do at the store. And our friendly drivers will deliver right to your front door. Start this school year right by shopping at Safeway.com. Today online or at Safeway with your club card, Rancher's Reserve boneless beef cross rib or chuck steak in the value pack is $1.99 a pound. Red Lion Nectarines, a Safeway exclusive, are 10 pounds for $10. And Dairy Glen gallon milk is 2 for $3.99. Second item will reflect savings at check stand. How do you save on the rising cost of gasoline? You shop at Safeway. Every time you spend $50 in one shopping trip, you'll earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas. See store for details. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Ah! Yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to Sure West Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. Sure West subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add Sure West Wireless Service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ah, the lever! I get it! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, Sure West subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
The future is here, and it is green. Reaffirm your commitment to health and the environment by visiting Green Sacramento, a local business selling environmentally friendly building and design products for your home and business. Green Sacramento's focus is on high-quality materials that are non-toxic, ecologically conscious, and healthy for your home. Visit their 2,000-square-foot showroom located on the corner of Fulton and Alta Arden in Sacramento. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 10 till 4. You can also find them online at greensacramento.com and help make a difference.
The Mike Malloy Show.
To all you right-wingers out there who have just been gripping your crotches and waiting for Air America to die, it's not going to happen. But these grungy little bloggers who have nothing to do but, like I say, get naked and sit in the dark, listen to Air America programs, and play with themselves. Bad news, blah. The network goes on and the programming goes on. So put that in your smoking pipe, it, you little freaks.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. on AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
426 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, doing full frontal talk radio. My guest is Lawrence Wright. His new book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11, it has received wonderful reviews. Lawrence Wright is a screenwriter, and he is a writer for The New Yorker magazine. When we last left each other, Lawrence, you had this Osama bin Laden was kicked out of the Sudan. They stripped him of everything. He was existing on a diet of nouns and verbs and bad pomegranates. and this was what, in about the middle 90s?
This was 1996.
All right, 1996. How is it in that not so? How does he now build up his resources so that he is able to mount 9/11?
Well, first of all, start from the fact that it didn't cost much money.
Yes, it was terror on a shoestring. I always felt that.
So, you know, and he still had friends back in Saudi Arabia. He did have he had some resources. The Pakistanis opened the camps, the training camps up in Afghanistan and had Al-Qaeda train some of the Kashmiri militants, and he probably got some money from that. But all the time, for instance, when he opened up Kenya, when they were preparing to bomb the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998, he sent his operatives down there, and they had to support themselves. They opened up a little fishing business with one boat, for instance. I mean, it was very, very marginal. And terrorism is, unfortunately, a very cheap, highly effective industry.
You talked. You have done a lot more investigating. I'm not saying it right, but you have uncovered a lot of new information. So in your interviewing, what have you found out additionally that will surprise us to know?
Well, just let me start with an example of what we knew about bin Laden in 2001. You know, there was a common image of him was that. He was, 6'6" or 7" or something like that. That he had kidney disease.
Yeah, that he was tethered to a dialysis machine. Is any of that true?
No.
How tall is he? You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is supposed to be tall too, but he's a lot shorter than you think. he's maybe 5'9", 5'10".
I estimate that Bin Laden is a little over 6 feet tall. I spent a lot of time talking to people that knew him really well, you know, his best friends, members of his family. How tall is he? You know, and to be honest, I have to say, I don't know. The range of, you know, reporters who met him once would say that he, you know, that he was 6'6", 6'7". His first biographer said he was 6'8 or 9, and yet one of his best friends says he's 2 inches taller than me, and his best friend is 5'7". So the range is an entire 12 inches, an entire foot, from the lowest estimate to the highest. I decided to try to take the average of the people that knew him the best. And they are pretty close in saying that he is about 6 foot or 6 foot one.
And what about the kidney disease and the dialysis machine?
No evidence of that. But he is sick.
What does he have?
Well, I spent a long time compiling symptoms. You know, everyone talked about his low blood pressure. He had a tendency to faint. He had an abnormal craving for salt. In fact, he carries a little bag of salt around with him and sticks his finger in there for a little boost frequently during the day. He suffers from occasional bouts of acute back pain that would just cripple him. And all of these symptoms are part of a disease that could be Addison's disease,
which is what John F. Kennedy John F. Kennedy suffered from,
it's a curable, or at least it's a treatable disease with injections of cortisone or glucose and saline solutions.
Well, he's got his own personal physician with him. I'm an Al Zawahiri.
Quite a lot, exactly. Why I'm an Al Zawahiri is always over his shoulder is that his personal physician is there.
How old is Bin Laden?
Bin Laden is 57 years old.
And how old is Zawahiri?
Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Bin Laden was born in January of 58. So that's 42 plus 6, 48 years old.
Bin Laden's only 48?
He's only 48.
I thought he was older than that.
No, he was born in January of 58. That's another one of those things that's hard to pin down. In Saudi Arabia, they don't record the birth date. And even the family records in the Saudi Bin Laden group, they don't have a birth date for him. And somehow it got to be said that he was born in March of 57. I found in a newspaper office in Saudi Arabia, I found a news clipping, the only one that I've ever seen, where he gave the month in the Islamic calendar when he was born, and it corresponds to January of 58.
Who were the closest people to him that you interviewed? Did you interview any? How many wives has he had? How many children does he have?
Five. He's had five wives. You know, you can only have four at a time under Islam. So one of them divorced him when he was in Sudan and went back to Saudi Arabia. And
You can only have four?
You can have four at a time.
At a time. So if one divorces you or dies, or you trade him in for a different model, then you can keep that number constant.
Well, his father really abused that. His father used to get married nearly every week, and he would keep the fourth wife on a kind of rotating basis. And we know that he had at least 22 wives who gave birth, because there were 54 children of 22 different mothers. But those that he married and didn't conceive, we have no idea how many of them there might have been.
Is Bin Laden's mother still alive?
Yeah, she lives in Syria. Oh, she lives in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Were you able? Is she available? Are you able to talk to her?
No, I couldn't speak to her. And you know, there were a lot of people I would like to have talked to. I did have the privilege of speaking to some members of the family, some of his brothers. I met his son Abdullah.
How many children does he have?
20.
How can you be on the lam and have four wives? Isn't that a little bit of an encumbrance?
Well, he only has two of his wives that are with him that we know of. The last wife was a 15-year-old Yemeni woman who went back to her family. And his first wife, Najla Ghanem, who's also known as Abdullah, when Bin Laden married this 15-year-old girl, she had had it with him. So
it's an old story.
It is really kind of a sad story for her. You know, she married him when she was 14 years old. She was from Syria, from Latakia, Syria, and the same little area where his mother came from. And Bin Laden was 17, and he was the scion of this very wealthy family. And she must have thought that her life was going to be one of yachts and nightclubs and, you know, apartments in Geneva and shopping on the Champs-Élysées. That's at the minimum. And she wound up living this very, very stern, spare life, and finally, you know, wound up in Afghanistan.
On a diet of sour pomegranates.
Well,
and water with E. coli and maggots swimming around smiling at you.
She tried to keep herself in shape. She had a tracksuit and she had run around the compound. And when she had friends who were going to the West, she would make a secret list of cosmetics and lingerie that she wanted them to bring back. She particularly favored American brands.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
My guest is Lawrence Wright. His new book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. You talk about a very determined FBI man who I think perished in 9/11.
That's right.
Tell us about him.
John O'Neill was a really heroic figure, but also a very flawed individual. He wanted to be an FBI agent since his, you know, since he was a child. He used to watch the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., and he became a tour guide at FBI headquarters and then a fingerprint clerk, and eventually he became an FBI agent, and then he became the chief of the counterterrorism section in New York and really was our main Bin Laden hunter. And he was aware of the danger that Bin Laden posed long before anyone, even in the FBI, his own superiors were aware of it. I mean, O'Neill was shouting from the rooftops in 1997 that Al-Qaeda was a danger to America. And for years afterward, the director of the FBI, Louis Freeh, was assuring the White House that Al-Qaeda posed no danger to the homeland.
I want to talk about this, and we need to take a break now. Will you stay with us, Lawrence?
Sure.
My guest is Lawrence Wright. The book is The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda, and the Road to 9/11. More as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, lows tonight, 68-69. A slight breeze is happening in 92-93 for the next couple of days. We're at 87 here in the River City, and our traffic, as usual, on Sacramento freeways, southbound 99, just north of eastbound 47. We have a disabled vehicle stopping traffic, and so if you're wondering why you've been sitting there for the last 15-20 minutes, that's exactly what has been happening. We also have eastbound I-80 at Watt Avenue, three-car crash there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. And eastbound 50, just east of southbound Watt Avenue, we have a three-car accident there. Back with more Enid Live at 1320leftchannel.com. You can log on to. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Small business owners have mastered the art of doing many things at once, like returning messages in the car or opening the mail while eating lunch. Now you can also take care of your communications needs in one fell swoop. Get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, which is a single mailbox that integrates emails and faxes with messages from your office and cell phones, all for less than $95 a month. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential business services. And we're so confident we can provide the communication services your business needs, we'll send you a $50 gift card if we can't. Call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Must mention this ad and call by 9:30:06. Requires 1-year term. Taxes, other charges, and FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's credit card relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
Okay, Rick, we'll make this pretty fast for you. We're cutting Laguna Oaks, a 60-second radio commercial. Builder blowout. Ready when you are.
Motivation?
Anything. Beautiful new condominiums for sale. Laguna Oaks and Elk Grove.
Anything else?
For as low as $205,750.
What?
Yeah, no down payments, no closing costs.
No.
It's all in that paper in front of you. Just read it.
Let's see. One-bedroom homes starting at $205,750. Two-bedroom homes from $244,000. And three-bedrooms starting as low as $261,500. Can we get this confirmed? Is this true?
Of course it's true.
Laguna Oaks.
Right.
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. Just read the commercial.
Okay. Imagine life in a gated community with a resort atmosphere, your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center with an inviting pool where you can meet your new neighbors. Don't rent. Buy. Call 691-1400 today for more information. Laguna Oaks. 691-1400.
Hey, can I borrow your cell real quick?
Using it right now. Yeah, Laguna Oaks.
Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320 is the sponsor of the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run Walk on September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. Participation is easy. Visit a local area Starbucks this Saturday from 9 to 1, and representatives from benefiting agencies will be there to register you for the walk. Go to SacValleyAIDSRunWalk.org for participating Starbucks locations.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
First, I love listening to you guys in the morning. Your opinions are, you know, they're not way out there, but you guys are making great points. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. And I just thank you guys for making good points there every day.
No, thanks a lot. And anytime we're off base, feel free to check in and re-listen.
Scott and Sim, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Superstitions,
they may be at sea. 442.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
CIA wanted to recruit these guys. Well, obviously, whatever reason, they failed. But they had an obligation to let the FBI know that Al-Qaeda was inside America, and they failed.
John O'Neill, goes on to... he's been described as a relentless investigator, a volcanic personality, sometimes his own worst enemy.
Yep.
In the end, Dexter Filkins writing, in the end he broke himself on a government bureaucracy that could not and would not move as quickly as he did.
Paradoxical, but I don't think ironic facts are there. You know, our chief Bin Laden, Hunter, didn't get Bin Laden. Bin Laden got him. He was forced out of the bureau. His superior, someone in his in the FBI headquarters, leaked very damaging information to the New York Times that John had taken classified information outside of the office, and that story got in the New York Times. He had to resign from the bureau. He took a job as the head of security at the World Trade Center. He knew that the World Trade Center was still on Al-Qaeda's hit list. Arab extremists had bombed it in 1993, and he figured that they would try again. So he instinctively placed himself at ground zero. He was in the tower, in the North Tower, on the morning of 9/11, and he got out, but he went back into the South Tower to help people escape. His body was found some 3 weeks later.
Oh, my. What did you, what surprised you in all the research you have done about Al-Qaeda and 9/11 and the aftermath?
You know, the aftermath is a sad story. You know, the, for one thing...
did the turf war get cleaned up very much between the FBI and the CIA? Only minimally? Only enough for window dressing?
First of all, from the point of view of Al-Qaeda, if you read their internal documents... they thought the aftermath of Al-Qaeda, of 9/11, was a disaster for them. They were essentially exterminated and repudiated all over the world. You know, we failed to capture their top leadership, but the organization was virtually finished until the Iraq War.
So we resuscitated Al-Qaeda by going into Iraq?
Well, we certainly did. We've given them a new lease on life. And
I long said, I had Jane Weaver on, but I long said that it was, even before we went in, that it would act as a recruiting magnet, magnet for jihadists everywhere. And you're suggesting that that's exactly what has happened?
That plus the indignation and the sense of humiliation and outrage that has already inflamed the Muslim world because of the imagery of all the children and the, you know, the citizens being killed and injured. Not just in Iraq, but elsewhere. There's a great feeling of outrage, and but Iraq is the focal point for that. And that was an unnecessary, you know, entirely unnecessary war. And at a time when we had Al-Qaeda essentially destroyed, you know, we gave it new birth.
All right, so we gave new birth to Al-Qaeda by going into Iraq and inflaming people. And we have essentially gutted the CIA since 9/11, it sounds like, from the reports I'm seeing. What do you think about that?
I think the intelligence reorganization has not done a good job. And, you know, I mean, it's 5 years since 9/11. It's still a very, very rocky reorganization. And the CIA has gone through several directors. We have a new director of national intelligence. We have a Homeland Security Department that's scattered all over Washington and Alexandria and Maryland, and with no clear lines of authority. And it's
well, and if Katrina is a preview of how Homeland Security will handle things, it's a movie we don't want to attend.
Well, I fear that we've made things, you know, we haven't improved them. I'm not going to say they've gotten worse.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today. It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are Smart Balance will be known for more than great buttery spread. Now we have a delicious peanut butter and a remarkable light mayonnaise. We call them Smart Balance, and new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise also gives you an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Plus, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol with half the calories of regular mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, and most other supermarkets.
Hi, it's Enid Goldstein. Two more hours of Enid Live coming up right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Keep it right
You're
here.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Nearly a decade after the crime, a break in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. Lynn Wood, attorney for the Ramsey family, says he had a call from prosecutors this morning.
John Mark Carr had been arrested in Bangkok, Thailand, and charged with the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
Carr is 41 years old. He was being held in Thailand on unrelated sex charges. CBS News correspondent Lee Frank has more.
The suspect, a former school teacher, lived in Georgia, the state where John and Patsy Ramsey lived before and after JonBenet was killed in Boulder, Colorado. Apparently, some emails were sent from the suspect, which helped lead police to the man who's now accused of involvement in the killing of JonBenet Ramsey.
In those emails, CBS News has learned Carr gave details of the murder not known to the general public. New York City today released more tapes from September 11th, 2001.
One of the towers just came down on top of everybody.
Okay, we got that here.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
There are more than 1,600 radio exchanges and...
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today. It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today. It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today. It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today. It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreeze.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
I say that I'm getting no information. And you hear my broadcast. I'm one of the few probably voices on Sacramento radio or any talk radio. We are probably, this station is probably one of the few voices that provides, that is at all supportive of him. If I say that he stands for it, this is what he said, these are his plans, this is what he's going to be doing. You just heard. Karen, who says she's a volunteer and she's getting all steamed at me that I'm not on the list because I say he's missing in action. I'm not on the list because apparently this is an incompetent campaign. 349-1320. We have a line open. 866-626-1320. Patricia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid. Enid, in regard to...
Did I hear you on the morning show this morning?
Oh, I think you did.
Are you calling us morning and afternoon?
I do. Is that terrible?
Oh my God, we're ratting you out, Patricia. You got to get
know.
A girl. You got to get a life, girl.
Everybody, and that's what everybody's saying. Is she's got to get a life. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so while I'm cleaning, I get to enjoy you guys.
Okay.
To listen to you. But what I wanted to mention was in regards to Schwarzenegger. I think we all have to remember too, if we do vote for Schwarzenegger. What he is for example, like you were talking about the regulation of the energy in our state, we remember what happened with Enron. And at that time, we had, they were purposely exporting the energy outside of California so it would decrease supply.
Yeah, no, they were manipulating the system. We know all that happened.
Exactly.
And we know that Arnie was in the room, but we don't see Phil making any capital out of that.
No, and I agree with you. I agree with you with that. I think, and I can even go sometimes to the federal level where, you know, Democrats have not put themselves out there in you know, telling California, you know, this is what we're going to do to change things. You know, giving us a...
Well, where is he? All we know, and all the Republicans have painted him into a corner that he's going to raise taxes, and he hasn't countered it very effectively. He hasn't gone after Arnold in places where Arnold is vulnerable, and I'm wondering why, and he does appear to be missing in action. I have to say it. Somebody's got to say it. Patricia, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. It opens up a line. 866-620-1320. If you're part of the campaign... And you can explain to me why what is happening with Arnold, and how come I'm not on? I don't get a single thing from his campaign. I run a 4 hour a day talk show 5 days a week. I have supported him through a primary. I don't get one single piece of information, a policy position, or where he's going to be, a fundraiser, what is a program he's proposing, an idea he's got. Not one single thing. I just thought about that. Not that I particularly want to get this stuff, but if you're doing your job, you would have people like me on that list. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, basically, is that this state is a moderate state, even though it is leaning to our left a little bit. I think for Phil earlier, like a couple months back, when he took a position about gay marriage, I think he is crazy because he all of a sudden makes himself extreme left that when you ask Arnold about this issue, Arnold just simply said, oh, we let the taxpayer, let the voter decide. And so what happened is he basically doesn't have a position and that doesn't really count anything. But when Phil did that,
John, he also jumped in the pot and said off the bat that he thought he might have to raise taxes. Now they're saying they're going to, I saw it sort of kind of in a half-assed way I looked at it, that he was going to give you money back if you were making under $100,000 a year, but raise you. I don't know quite what the plan is. But to even bring up that specter paints him in the corner as a tax and spend Democrat. And, you only hit that card if you absolutely have to. I thought it was kind of suicidal for him to do it. But
yeah.
And I thank you for the call. I'm wondering, and this opens up a line, 349-1320. I'm wondering, where is he? Why isn't he out there slugging away? Larry, I'm slugging away on his behalf. Larry in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, you know, I listened to that lady quite a while there, and, you know, at least she could have been apologetic and say, you know what, you'll be on the list tomorrow, and you will get something. I will make sure. Not argue with you about why you...
Why I'm not on the... You know, you are so right. She hung up on me, too, and some of you may have... You thought I wasn't letting her talk, but, I mean, I think I got the gist of what she was saying. She said she had all these reasons, all these excuses for why I wasn't on the list, because I said he was missing in action, or because... I forget what all the things she said. Or she said, you are on the list. I said, I don't get a single thing. I'm the one who knows what I get and what I don't. So why have a fight with me? If you're a good PR person, here's what you do. You say, oh, Enid, you're not on the list. Obviously, that's an error. We will get you on the list. It's the first thing I do tomorrow morning. You are so right, Larry. You are absolutely on the money.
And the next thing she should have said was, and if anybody else wants to know, here's the web address, here's the phone number, here's the mailing address. Contact us any way you can. We'll be happy to talk with you. We'll get the information out.
Yeah, and here's what happened. And here's where you can contribute. That's what the other thing she could have said.
And, you know, I'm a registered Democrat, have been forever. And I haven't received one piece of email or one piece of mail that supports their positions or why we need a change or what we need to do to make that change, you know?
Well, good point, Larry, and I thank you for making it. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I was looking forward to a very feisty, scrappy campaign where Phil was going to take on Arnold, the pretty boy who never read a book in his life, up against the class nerd who was really smart and a gut you know, the tortoise and the hare kind of a story, a narrative. I was looking forward to that. Where is it? How can you have that if one person is missing in action? I guess, is Phil throwing in the towel because the contributions simply aren't there? I'll tell you what, if I were the candidate and the contributions weren't there for me, I'd still go down fighting. I would fight to the very end. That's what I would do. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather's looking good. We're going to have a little bit of breeze on for the next couple of days, 92 or 93, though it'll probably feel like it's about 85, and that's what it is here in the River City. Our traffic, eastbound 50 is southbound 15th Street. We have a vehicle smack dab in the middle of the roadway. Seems to be the ongoing there at 50 and 15th. Eastbound I-80, another vehicle on the right-hand side, just west of Auburn Boulevard. And we do have a three-car accident southbound Cap City Freeway at P Street there, and that traffic is usually pretty slow. Now it's stopped. It looks like emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Log in to 1320leftchannel.com if you have something to email Enid. That is a very good idea to log on to 1320leftchannel.com. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Here's Jim.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Well, the market had a pretty good day on some inflation numbers that were pretty low. Prices charged for U.S. consumer products, excluding food and energy, eased last month, adding to evidence of slowing inflation that may let the Federal Reserve keep holding interest rates steady. The consumer price index rose by just 0.4% in July, in line with expectations, but to take out food and energy costs, prices rose just 0.2%. That's the smallest increase since February. That was enough to light a fire under Wall Street. The Dow Industrials were up 97 points today to 11,327. That's the highest level since mid-May. The NASDAQ added 34 to 2149. More economic news today. Home construction in the U.S. dropped last month to the lowest level in almost 2 years after higher mortgage rates slowed sales. Housing starts fell about 2.5%, more than forecast, to an annual rate of 1.8 million. Analysts were expecting a decline of about 2.3%. Building permits, they're a sign of future construction, declined by 6.5%. That's the most in September of 1999, and home buyer affordability is at its lowest level since 1989. A couple companies in the news today. Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, well, they're up. An FDA panel will review a proposed antidepressant by Wyeth on September 7th. The agency, which usually follows panel recommendations, is scheduled to make a final decision on the product in October. On that news today, Wyeth eased 34 cents to $47.30. H.J. Heinz, you know, the ketchup people, said billionaire Nelson Peltz may have enough shareholder votes to place nominees on the company's board while failing to get his whole five-member slate elected. end. Almost 20% of the shares were voted at today's annual meeting in Pittsburgh, making it premature for either side to forecast the outcome. Complete vote totals won't be available for weeks, I would think. On that news today, Heinz was up 16 cents to 41.13. Taking a gander at the bond market, good day for bonds. The 30-year long bond rose 0.75 points. This drops the yield on the bellwether to 5% even. Oil, boy, got hammered today. Slid $1.16 to $71.89 a barrel. And gold was up $6.10 to $639 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Trent Patterson, how fast do you need your internet to be? Because we know how you are, Trent. You go all out no matter what you're doing. Well, AT&T has a choice of internet speeds for a reason, from fast to super fast and at a better price than cable. You want to download movies, design websites, that sort of thing? Or do you just want to check emails and share photos? With AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet, we've got the fastest internet in town for the price. Like $12.99 a month for the first 12 months when you order online. So that's Trent's world. For everybody who's not Trent, if we can deliver to a speed demon like him, then we have a solution for you, too. If you switch right now from your old cable company to the new AT&T, you can get 3 months free. Visit AT&T.com for all the details. You just know Trent's going to get that super fast speed, don't you? The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Price comparison against major broadband competitors. For new customers only, 12-month term. 3 months free bill credit applies after third month and excludes taxes and any premium charges. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit att.com/offer details. Not available in all areas.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
5:28 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There is a front page story in today's Sacramento Bee. Angelides is not yet the life of his own party. And we have one of his volunteers calling in, Karen, who says that the media is just not covering him. And I said, look, I'm the media, too. I'm not on the list. She said, yes, you are. You're on the list. So some of you are mad at me that I talked over. I should have let her talk longer. So I apologize for that. But yeah, she kept telling me I was on the list. I'm not. If I'm on the list, then there's some incompetence somewhere, because I don't get anything that they put out in case they're putting out anything at all. And I am doing a four-hour-a-day talk show, and I have supported him throughout a bruising primary, only to be dismayed that he seems to have disappeared. I suppose he's out there somewhere. And occasionally we see sightings, but in general, he seems to be invisible. And I don't know why he's not out there and why he doesn't have a press machine out there trying to get ink every single day. Arnold has got a rapid response team that the Los Angeles Times is reporting, or I think it's the San Francisco Chronicle is reporting. Starts at 4 o'clock in the morning, because at 4 o'clock Pacific is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Eastern Time. And they are on that desk. They staff that line until midnight. So they're right there. They have a rapid response person as well. So if anything comes up, they're right there. They can answer it. They can counter it. And Phil's going to have to be scrappier and smarter and more resourceful, because he doesn't have the money coming in that Arnold does. And why aren't big, rich Democrats supporting him? What's that all about? Willie Brown says that the way you get those big Democratic contributions is that you've been working these people, or your personal representatives have been working these people. So has that not been the case? Is this just a one-stop Angelo Tsakopoulos kind of a situation, and they blew it all in the primary? I mean, I really don't know. I'm only speculating. I have no idea. But I know that I don't get a single thing from that campaign. And it seems to me that if you're running a high-level public relations operation, you put everybody on the list. Put the Republicans on. Put the conservative talk hosts on. Put everybody on, so that it gives them fodder. He can get all kinds of, if he's taking a stand on something, it's something for me to discuss if it works for the show. But I don't get a single thing. I have no idea what they're thinking or what their stands are, other than what I see in the paper maybe see on television or get very indirectly. Mike in Rancho Cordova. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Mike.
Hey, do me a favor. Don't ever apologize, because if it wasn't for people like you keeping us on our toes, I mean, so far today, since I've been listening to your show for the last 45 minutes, I have had three incredible laughs, because you're bringing out the incompetence that is in the system. And if people start to stumble, what do you think the people that they work for are doing? I mean, Angelides is definitely stumbling somewhere along the line. And keep up the good work, because you're showing these incompetence, and these are the people that we want to run our state. So you got to continue to what you're doing, because if it wasn't for you to open our eyes, because actually, believe it or not, we're ignorant out here. We don't know if we're not getting just like your other people.
No, you're not ignorant. No, you're not. I'm going to tell you, when I'm finished with a show, I'm usually smarter at the end of the show than I was at the beginning. And the reason I'm smarter is that I got really smart callers and smart listeners who enlighten me on the areas that I need enlightening on. So, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate
One more thing.
Yeah.
That a girl. Nobody says that anymore in California. You ever hear somebody pat you on the back and say that a girl? From me to you, that a girl.
Thank you very much,
Mike.
Nice
day.
Thank you. The control room has burst out in spontaneous applause. Thank you very much. Let's go to Greg and Davis. Hi, Greg. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I am one of those Angelides supporters. On August the 1st, I flew from Sacramento down to Los Angeles and attended a fundraiser for Phil Angelides that President Bill Clinton was at.
And how much did it cost you to attend that, Greg? How much did you have to cough up?
It was $1,000 per couple.
Ooh.
And they had tables that went up to $100,000. It was about 300 people were there. But you know what was surprising about it?
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin was there. Magic Johnson was there. It was a fantastic event. There was hardly any notification. And even after we signed up to go, we had to call back and confirm that we were even on the list. We thought maybe it was for security reasons. We had no idea why. But the people we talked to in L.A., this was held at the Hollywood Hilton, the people we talked to that were there, as Kathy Griffin called us, the rich liberals, everyone said the same thing. They never got any confirmation. They hardly got any feedback.
Wait a minute. Now take me through this. When you say no confirmation, how did you know that there was a fundraiser? You were somehow notified?
We got an email from Angelides 2006.
Okay.
Inviting us to attend this fundraiser, and it was going to be held, and Bill Clinton was going to be there. It was the same day that Bill Clinton met with Tony Blair when he was in town.
All right, and you had to get there on your own dime, so that means an airplane trip.
There, stayed at the hotel, stayed that night.
Uh-huh. And did it cost you $1,000 for the two of you, or did you go for the higher price, $100,000?
No, it cost $1,000 for the two. We're not that rich. it was a great event. There was some media coverage there. Got to shake Bill Clinton's hand twice. Got to shake Phil Angelides' hand, his wife, his three daughters. They fantastic speech. It was like being at a rock concert. People were screaming. But what I was really disappointed in that there was no lead up to it that I knew of. I heard while I was at the event that there was a fundraiser a week or two prior to that where Hillary Clinton was in San Francisco. And I'd never even heard about that one. So I didn't know if they're just trying to purposely keep them quiet for security. I have no idea. But what's even more...
Was it sold out, your fundraiser?
I don't know if there was a limit, because they never said.
Okay, and then, so you were going to say, what was even more surprising was...
Even more surprising is, here you have donors anywhere from a minimum of $1,000 up to $100,000. And we got a form letter after the fact, and haven't been touched since.
Nobody's tried to put the muscle on you for more money?
No, and what's even more surprising or shocking, I work in fundraising for the university.
All right, so tell us, how is this done? When you're a professional fundraiser, for which university? UC Davis, or should I not?
UC Davis College of Engineering.
Okay. How is it done then? When you want to, there's follow-up. I mean, how would you do it?
If I were to do it, first of all, you advertise to your prospective top donors, meaning you go after the ones who have the money. Mm-hmm. Once they've identified themselves, because they'll raise their hand when they hear Bill Clinton's coming, you then go after them to contact their friends. Who do they know? You go into what's called the stewardship phase. Once they've already given the money, which is cultivation, you go into stewardship.
How do you get them to ID their friends?
You ask them.
How do you say it nicely? What's the language that they use?
he would say something along the lines of, Enid, it was great that you came down to the event. Really inspired us. We're glad you got fired up to see Bill Clinton and Phil Angelitti. So we know that you support them. You know, we would like for you to reach out to your friends. It's all about raising money. Trust me, if someone's willing to drop $100,000,
right,
they know people who are willing to drop $100,000.
You know, I had a friend who donated $50 to the Democratic Party, and she hasn't stopped getting literature for more donations. You know, this has been going on for quite a while, so this is amazing.
I get literature from every Democratic Party that's out there, and I don't get very much from Phil Angelitti.
Why?
I say it, he has a very disorganized and probably inexperienced media staff.
Yeah, but he is an experienced. I mean, my take on him is he's an experienced political guy. He knows how to raise money. He did it for the Democratic Party.
Right. But oftentimes those who know how to raise money for others don't know how to raise money for themselves.
Well, I think we are doing him a big favor here by bringing this up, because if he doesn't know,
it needs to be brought to his attention.
Well,
every person who signed up for that fundraiser should have gotten a phone call. They should have had someone on that phone the next day. You catch people when they come off of a high like an event, because they're motivated, they want to volunteer, and they want to get involved.
Well, what was reported was that they expected to rake in, or that they could have raked in, $5 million from Clinton's appearance at that fundraiser, and that they got closer to $1 million. I think I saw that somewhere.
Guess would be that there were about, from what I could tell, because we were in a big long line getting in, there were about 50 people that were in the 25,000 category and higher. And then the rest of the 150 people were the $1,000 donors. So my guess, when I was doing the calculations, I estimated that they probably got about $1.5 million.
Well, I think you're probably on the money.
Right.
From what was being.
It's really just lack of follow through and lack of people with experience.
Yeah, but this is very significant. You need, here are two of the core things that you need to run a successful campaign. You have got to have money, and you have got to have exposure.
Exactly.
And if I am any indication, I know we're little rabbits here, but, you know, we put our name on the list. Gosh, he's in a position where anything he can bring in the door, whether it's voters or whether it's money, is a plus for him. So why would you be this disorganized? Even I, who have never run any kind of a campaign at all, would know this.
Exactly.
So it's just common sense.
Hopefully someone on his fundraising staff in the media is listening to this. They're hearing it from people who
but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How did he run a successful campaign against a bruising primary against a very well-funded high-tech guy?
I have no idea.
How did they manage to pull that off, and then suddenly why did it crumble? I don't get this. There's some backstory here that we don't know.
I'm a member of the Davis Democrat Club, and, you know, one of the gentlemen there was representing the Angelides campaign, and he told us, be patient. There is a strategy. It's going to happen.
That's what they said for John Kerry.
In the pit of my stomach, because I really am hoping the Democrats nationwide, but I got to focus locally, I hope that they really start speaking up and just sitting back letting the Republicans, beat themselves out of an election is not going to work.
No, I agree with you. And when they tell you, this is the kiss of death, Greg, when they tell you, be patient, there's a strategy. Here's what they said about John Kerry in Colorado. He's always a closer. Be patient. At the end, he always doesn't look like he's going to win, but he always wins. Give me a break. He didn't win.
Right.
And it may have been that the election was stolen, but when there's so little traction now, and the word on the street is that Angelides isn't going to make it and he's missing in action, you've got to ask some hard questions. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, everyone is having an enjoyable time listening to the show today and stopped in traffic. 50 over top of the mountain, at a 5 miles per hour only. 5 on to Elk Grove, starting at Cal Expo, and southbound Cap City Freeway just south of P Street. We have traffic hazard, 3-car collision on the way all the way to Cal Expo, so stay clear of that. In fact, Southbound 99 by Free Ridge Road is stopped as well. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo as well. In North Sac, we have a traffic hazard on the right-hand side, and that is blocking the traffic on in. Now, stay clear, because we've got the State Fair going on for the next couple of days. Traffic is going to be pretty slow. Back with more Enid Live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can log on to. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Is my family at risk of getting sick from birds?
What can I do to prepare for a pandemic flu outbreak?
There's so much talk about seasonal flu, bird flu, and pandemic flu. What do I need to know?
Having correct information is the best way to protect yourself and family from the flu or any disease outbreak. Being prepared with information and supplies is the best defense. Hi, I'm Dr. Trochet, Sacramento County Health Officer. Pandemic flu refers to a disease that has spread worldwide among people. Currently, there is no pandemic flu virus in the world. The H5N1 bird flu, also known as avian flu, is in Asia and Africa and Europe, but has not arrived in the United States. This virus infects wild and domestic birds, such as chickens, but is not a high threat to humans. Seasonal flu happens every year, usually in late fall and winter. You can protect yourself with a yearly flu vaccine. Educate yourself. Visit our website, scph.com, or call 916-875-5881 for up-to-date information on pandemic, avian, and seasonal flu.
Sponsored by Sacramento County Public Health.
The Democratic Party is on the move, and we're ready to take back California. On Wednesday, August 30th, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Assemblymember Dave Jones invite you to show your support for the Democratic cause by attending an important reception at the Firehouse Restaurant on Wednesday, August 30th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You're invited to join over 200 Democratic activists who will gather to honor some folks in our community who've made a difference, including Supervisor Isla Collins. Speakers include State Democratic Chairman Art Torres and Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi. Your MC for the evening will be future State Senator Daryl Steinberg, and also to be honored, Mr. Take Back California himself, Phil Angelides. This important event will help raise funds to open a Democratic campaign office to benefit local and statewide candidates. Now is the time to show your support for local and statewide Democrats by attending this signature event Wednesday, August 30th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Firehouse Restaurant. For more information, call 916-446-7600. That's 916-446-7600. Or check out our website at sacdems.org.
This is another AM 1320 Action Calendar. For Democrats in Nevada County, you'll have the opportunity to meet and talk with our own Enid Goldstein and 4th Congressional District candidate Charlie Brown at the Nevada County Democrats Picnic on Saturday, August 19th at Condon Park in Grass Valley. Both Enid and Charlie will be speaking at the event, which will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. You'll also be able to enjoy tasty barbecue catered by Posh Nosh, musical guest Peter Wilson, great door prizes, and a raffle. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 the day of the event. Condon Park is located at Minnie Street and Butler Road in Grass Valley. That's the Nevada County Democrats Picnic featuring Enid and Charlie Brown on Saturday, August 19th. For more information, please call 530-477-1804. That's 530-477-1804. Or go to NevadaCountyDemocrats.com for more information.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
7:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day that we're here. And I want to, before I forget, we're doing all-girl radio. We have Lisa West on board. We have Lauren Haley. And I keep forgetting to thank our other intern, Rachel Douglas. So thanks to everybody who makes this show possible. We're talking about Phil Angelides right now. The lines are full. When they open up, I'll give you the numbers. We are wondering where he is, why he is missing in action. How come I'm not even on the media list? Let's go to the phones. Bob in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, this is Bob. Hi.
Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Well, I work for Phil Angelides. So, yeah, a couple of people called me, and I said, well, like today, Phil Angelides did two major events. Senator Feinstein had hundreds of people, announced a middle tax class cut for 4.5 million Californians. He's up and down the state with the women against the proposition that's going to take a woman's right to choose, the parental consent. He's with the environmentalists on their environmental proposition.
Bob, what do you do for the campaign?
I'm an advisor.
What? Is this Bob Mulholland?
This is Bob Mulholland.
Bob, well, so how come I'm not on the media list? We hear you. We see you quoted. We see you quoted all over the place.
We hear your
snide and very funny comments. And I haven't
fired the intern that doesn't have you on the list.
Well, I'm not the only one who's not on the list. I mean, gosh, we're your supporters here, and we don't know a thing about what he's been doing,
and
he's missing in action.
No, he's all over the state, up and down the state.
Well, how come? Do you have the same kind of a rapid response team as Arnold has got? He got people staffing that particular desk from 4 o'clock in the morning until midnight.
Oh, yeah, but remember, he's the governor, so he's got, 100 employees paid for by the taxpayers working on his campaign. We don't have that.
Well, we just had a caller, and you probably didn't hear the call, but it's a guy who raises money. He's a professional fundraiser. He raises money for one of the colleges at UC Davis, and he went to the fundraiser in Los Angeles where Bill Clinton was there. He said there was no follow-up on it. There were no letters sent out. If you had a great time, tell your friends and the kinds of letters where you network. None of that, he said, has happened. So that tells me that the campaign is in some disarray.
I don't know what his complaint was. I think people would be better to focus in a campaign when we're up against this Republican machine on the positive stuff. We had a very good event with President Clinton. We had a very good event the week before with Senator Hillary Clinton. We had a very good event with Senator Dianne Feinstein today. And does that mean if you have, like Phil Angelides, who has, 23,000 contributors and over 100,000 on the email list, does that mean that every individual finds out about everything? No. But with the email system and people up and down the state doing news events, most people feel involved. And if anybody...
I read half a dozen newspapers a day, and I hardly see Phil mentioned. And I got to ask you this,
yeah.
Bob. If a tree
yeah.
falls in a forest, this old philosophical
yeah.
question, and nobody is there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. I mean, it doesn't matter what Phil does.
Well,
if nobody is recording it, it's really doesn't work for him.
Yeah, but I would just say this, that unless you're the president or a governor, when you go around a state as large as California, you do get heard in that area. Come late September and October, Phil Angelides, if he's speaking in L.A. or in Sacramento, will be heard by more and more people because that's the way the press is, and particularly after...
Bob, he needs more traction now. He doesn't have enough traction.
You and I are going to disagree on that, but... You sound like the people in the primary. I remember the Democratic State Convention here in Sacramento. The L.A. Times poll came out and showed Wesley up by 13.
Right.
The pundits were, oh, he's over. Phil got the endorsement, won the primary by 5 points. This is a long battle, and it's step by step. To get to the top of Mount Everest is you walk and run. We're not there yet. We will be there. This is a campaign that's gaining momentum, and the fact that Boxer and Feinstein and people like Clinton, as well as all the labor unions, are fulfilling.
Yeah, well, Boxer was supporting Lieberman, and look what happened there. All right, I have to. Here's the narrative that I want to see happen. Here is a governor that Molly Ivins once described as looking like a condom stuffed with walnuts, a man whose hair and makeup are that same shade of chestnut, not necessarily found in nature, but a guy who and has probably never read a book in his life that didn't have Muscle Man pictures in it.
Yeah.
And I want to see. Here's a narrative I want to see. You know, he's the popular guy that gets all the girls, and sleeps with Democrats, and I want to see Phil, who is the nerdy guy and a scrappy fighter and a smart guy. I would like to see him step on the gas and take on a governor who, when I ask the question of my audience, what has this governor done for the state of California for the last 2 years, I have not yet received a concrete answer.
Well, the only thing he's done is personally attack everybody, and right now they have him muzzled for the last 3 months of the campaign to try to get people to forget about the behavior of this individual, Schwarzenegger, and vetoing the minimum wage twice, vetoing global climate bills, vetoing bills that would help students, and Schwarzenegger, who raised college tuition $2,000 to $5,000. Now all of a sudden he says, oh, I want to help students, but... You will see more and more of this. I mean, it is.
Well, I'm glad
August.
I'm glad you called us,
yeah.
And I know that you. I know you can't sell wars in August, but I think you can still sell gubernatorial candidates, and I think Phil needs all the help he can get.
Look at the news tonight and tomorrow. You'll see a great comparison of Phil Angelides.
Well, what am I? Am I Chapel River here? I'm not
news. He was in San Francisco and L.A., so he wasn't in Sacramento.
Well, it doesn't matter. We want to know what he's doing. Well, you need
I'll
to keep.
Sure
a, you need
to
keep us. You need. Oh, I'm amazed
Phil,
that I wasn't on the list. We're such
well, I'm assuming. Since you told me that, you must not be on the list.
I'm not on any list. I get nothing from you or from Arnold.
I'll make sure that when Phil's walking his dog, you'll know about the schedule.
Well, that's it. We want to know if he's had too much to drink. We'll be monitoring his liquid intake.
It's Schwarzenegger that takes a few too many things through his mouth, especially steroids.
Oh, he does still?
I have no idea, but...
oh, Bob, you're so mean.
I have no idea, but, you know, usually...
Is that why you had a heart attack?
Well, the tabloids reported a few years ago it was pig valves put in. I don't know because I wasn't there, but as one who's old enough to remember seeing those East German wins all those gold Olympic medals, and then we find out later that they had a lot of health problems, it makes sense that anybody who took as many steroids as...
Well, what happens when you have pig valves in your system? Are you feeding at the trough of big business?
I don't know.
Big
business? But I don't know. But at least with Schwarzenegger, he has access to the best health care. So unlike those East German athletes, they didn't. A lot of them suffered huge medical problems in the 40s. People should not be taking that stuff. It was wrong for Schwarzenegger to take that stuff, even though he claims today it was legal then. It wasn't legal to bring it in from Mexico, which he did. He should have never taken it. But the reason he took it, he's a very insecure guy who wanted to impress people with a bulging chest that... wouldn't win any Olympic gold medal, but it would win awards at Olympic, Mr. Olympia events in Las Vegas.
Well, Bob, we love having you on. You have to come on again.
Back.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You
all right. I'm Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have a nice breeze going on. And for the next couple of days, thank goodness, at 92, 93, that we're at 87 here in the River City. Our traffic at westbound 50 to south at southbound 15. I got a traffic hazard in the middle of the roadway, two vehicles. Westbound I-80 just east of Antelope Road, another disabled vehicle. And southbound Cap City Freeway just south of Elvis, it has got a disabled vehicle there stopping traffic. Three-car crash, northbound I-5 just south of southbound 99. And we're taking things a little bit slow there, southbound 99. I-5 southbound, and of course 50 over top of the mountain is nice and slow there as well. So if you can get an alternate route, please go ahead and do so. If you are in the middle of traffic and you've got a great traffic update for me, you can also call me at 349-1320. Lisa West back with Enid Live soon. Listen up at 1320leftchannel.com.
Coming to Mattress Discounters today during their pillow top sale, and you can get a Simmons pillow top for only $588. You'll also find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops on sale. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters. Have a good night's sleep for less.
Ah, yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you'll end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to Sure West Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. Sure West subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add Sure West Wireless Service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ach, the lever! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, Sure West subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Elliott's Natural Foods has been serving the Sacramento area with fine nutritional supplements, premium food products, and the most up-to-date nutritional information for over 50 years. Hi, I'm Carsanne Elliott for Elliott's Natural Foods. As pioneers of natural foods and supplements, Elliott's Natural Foods originated bulk food buying, custom vitamin formulations, and daily discounted prices on every item we sell.
We did this so you can take care of your family the natural way at prices you can afford. At Elliott's, you get the newest nutritional information free. All you have to do is come into Elliott's in Folsom and Citrus Heights to experience the best of what we do every day. After 50 years, we know how to fulfill your nutritional goals. Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today in Folsom and Citrus Heights and experience the best service, the best information and prices, and no gimmicks. Elliott's is at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Citrus Heights and East Bidwell and Glen Drive in Folsom. Come in today.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
Her opinion, and you're entitled to it. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey! 5:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We just have a few seconds left in this hour. Let's go right to Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. His name is John Carr, a schoolteacher who was arrested in Bangkok, Thailand on sex charges and now faces a murder charge in the 1996 death of JonBenet Ramsey. Authorities plan to bring him back to the United States this weekend. CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty has been following this case.
If, in fact, this suspect is proven to be the mystery intruder, the person who wrote that bizarre ransom note, and the man who brutally murdered a little girl on Christmas night, the Ramsey family will finally be vindicated. But it comes too late for her mother, Patsy Ramsey, who died in June after a long battle with cancer.
John Ramsey, in a statement issued today, says his wife did know before she died that investigators were closing in on a suspect. Lynn Wood is the Ramsey family's attorney.
I was aware that there was an ongoing effort in conjunction with federal agents to try to ascertain the identity and location of this particular individual. So it's been in the last 3 months.
Wood refuses to divulge how the Ramseys knew Carr, but he says they gave police information about him before he was identified as a suspect. Federal drug investigators say they've reeled in a big fish on the high seas. Reputed Mexican drug kingpin Javier Aureliano Felix was on a yacht in the Pacific when they closed in. He's charged in the United States as the leader of the gang that dug elaborate tunnels under the border to move tons of marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine. New developments in the airliner bombing plot. Scotland Yard says a person arrested yesterday has been released without charge. But CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker reports from London that 23 suspects arrested last week will continue to be held.
Lawyers for the police spent 8 hours in front of a judge today presenting the evidence they say they have against each of the suspects in their custody in that liquid bomb plot. At the end, the judge agreed that the suspects could remain in police custody without yet being charged. So the police have more time to question, more time to gather some evidence.
Another blow for the family of cyclist Floyd Landis, who's battling charges he used performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France. Landis's father-in-law was found dead in his car in a San Diego parking garage, an apparent suicide. Nicole Nason of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announces a new campaign against drunk driving.
Our message is simple and strong. We want folks to know that law enforcement officials will be en masse during August and the Labor Day holiday. All across America, they will be cracking down on drunk drivers.
Officials are concerned because alcohol-related traffic deaths have held stubbornly steady at nearly 17,000 a year. A man who'd been on Nebraska's death row since 1980 has died apparently of natural causes. Charles Jess Palmer, who'd been convicted of murdering a coin dealer, was 68. He'd spent the last 26 years fighting execution. The Dow up 96 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Sterling Marley, driver of number 14 Waste Management Chevrolet. You know I can't go anywhere without supporting my pit crew.
Step on it, Sterling. Only got 30 seconds.
That's my crew. Always keeping me on track. So as I was saying, my team at Waste Management has great job opportunities for drivers, mechanics, and technicians.
Go, go, go!
All right. Call Waste Management at 877-220-JOBS to learn more.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green. Think Waste Management. Call 877-220-JOBS today.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
A strange animal hit by a car over the weekend may have been the mystery beast that's been attacking dogs and terrorizing humans in Turner, Maine. Michelle O'Donnell saw it about a week before it was killed. It was ugly.
It had short ears like a cat. The nose and the snout was kind of pushed in a little bit. The body was kind of sleek like a fox or something. It had a fox tail.
She calls it a hybrid mutant of something.
We're all hoping that this thing didn't have a mate and a bunch of little weirdos running around.
Wildlife experts and animal control officers wouldn't go to Turner to investigate. The beast's carcass was left at the roadside and soon picked clean by vultures. A 24-year-old college student is charged with aggravated assault for hitting two people with her car outside a McDonald's in Athens, Georgia. Police say Ruth Driscoll Dunn had been arguing with the victims over who was next in line. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The future is here, and it is green. Reaffirm your commitment to health and the environment by visiting Green Sacramento, a local business selling environmentally friendly building and design products for your home and business. Green Sacramento's focus is on high-quality materials that are non-toxic, ecologically conscious, and healthy for your home. Visit their 2,000-square-foot showroom located on the corner of Fulton and Alta Arden in Sacramento. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 10 till 4. You can also find them online at greensacramento.com. job and help make a difference.
I'm Dale Shornack, a suspect under arrest in Thailand in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, the six-year-old girl killed almost 10 years ago. Details tonight on News 10 at 11.
Allied Insurance gives you the confidence to feel independent. Further information available at AlliedInsurance.com. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. All calls are toll free. They don't cost you a penny. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. My shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org, and they could use your help. So if you use the website, click on their donations. They really could. They archive a lot of liberal shows in a universe that's filled with all that conservative bloviators. It is wonderful to have a place where you can find liberal talk radio, progressive talk radio, and they could use your help. So click on that website. I'm going to be at the Democratic Picnic. This is Nevada County Democratic Picnic. This coming Saturday, it starts at 1. It goes from 1 to 4 at Condon Park, which is Mini Street and Butler Road in Grass Valley. It's going to be catered by Posh Nosh, tri-tip and chicken barbecue and vegetarian dishes if you're a veggie. And I'll be there, and the principal speaker is going to be Charlie Brown, who's running against Steve Doolittle, and the musical guest is Peter Wilson, and the number to call for tickets, 477-1804. So that's coming up. If you have just joined us, you have missed a really sensational guest, and that was Lawrence Wright. He's written a book that is extremely compelling and beautifully written. It's called The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. He is a screenwriter, and he's also a staff writer for The New Yorker. Did a lot of original research. The reviews have been rave reviews. And he provided a lot of detail about Osama bin Laden, about his wives, about his life, about how they were practically broke around 9/11, and what gave Al-Qaeda resurgence, what pumped life into a dying organization post 9/11 was us going into Iraq. I think that's so interesting. The thing you think is going to solve the problem only exacerbates it. And none of us, you and I both know, that that was never going to be a solution to the problem. I knew it way before we went in, and you didn't have to be a genius to figure it out. But that, has created problems all over Europe. He thinks that Iraq is going to be troublesome for many, many years to come. Look at all the problems that are happening in Europe. And then, let me see if I can find this now. It turns out, and I'm getting these emails from people, that here's Joshua Michael Marshall. Over the last few years, he says there have been several occasions when, for all my skepticism about the Bush administration's politicization of terror alerts, I've been surprised at how my skepticism, even cynicism, about terror alerts just cannot keep pace with the administration's bad faith. I'm not ready to say the London bomb plot is another bamboozlement. It at least seems clear the Brits were involved in a serious investigation, but even this case now seems to be turning out to be less than meets the eye, and there are real grounds to question whether Bush and Blair jumped the gun for reasons other than counterterrorism. We'll see, he says. So we're putting that out there. We've also been talking about a bunch of other things as well. We've been talking about the political season in California. We've been talking about the Angelides campaign. Front page, Angelides is not yet the life of his own party. Where is he? Missing in action. I'm not even on the media list for Angelides. And Bob Mulholland, apparently someone must have alerted him. And so he called in, and he is a knife-wielding political operative. And he says, you just wait and we'll get you on the list. And that's nice, but where were they? Why weren't they organized? Put everybody on the list. And here I am. I've been a supporter of Angelides through a bruising primary. How many supporters did he have? Well, he had enough to win, I guess. But how many media supporters? Were they supporting him over at the conservative talk radio stations in this town? I don't think so. I'd be very surprised. Clear Channel has donated $145,000 to Arnold's campaign, his reelection campaign. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And we've been talking about homicide. You know, here's what Sacramento manufactures. Politics and homicide, apparently, and arena deals that benefit the richest richest of the richest in town. So maybe we can take some of that money that's supposed to go for the new arena and spend it to counter the homicide rate, which is becoming astronomical. And when I asked, I put out the call here for if we're the capital homicide capital of the universe, we should change our names. One of you called in and said we should change it to Sacramento. That's very good. Well, all right. Are you going to the state fair? Have you been to the state fair yet at Cal Expo? Does anybody go to the state fair anymore? Already, the first night that the state fair was up and running, they had some kind of a shooting. They've had all kinds of incidents at the state fair. Well, Liz Ann Hunt, our erstwhile and very good promo person, put this out. Let's see what's happening at the state fair. Our Fun for All program for the disabled will take place today. There are going to be free carnival rides on designated attractions in the Midway area. Let's see. The first banners for Operation Postcard will be sent out at the post office. Please come show your support for the volunteer families and the loved ones who will be organizing the distribution and shipping today. I don't even know what that is. Harness racing resumes at the Budweiser Grandstand. Don't forget to check out the Cal Expo Derby, where lucky contestants will be allowed to bet for free but win real cash and prizes. AT&T free concert tonight is Loverboy. Gold Circle seats are still available. Show starts at 7:30. Well, that sounds nice. When's the last time you were at the state fair? Here's the story. A lot of state fairs, which are kind of a rite of passage or summer, are having a hard time keeping afloat because nobody's going to state fairs anymore in a lot of places. The one that everybody goes to, I guess, is the Iowa State Fair, where, let's see, in an America where Las Vegas has become the new Disneyland. See, here's what we become. What goes on in Vegas? What's the line? What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, what happens in Vegas, that's a lot. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Sacramento gets buried here. I'm telling you. Well, this ridiculous stadium, this new arena, when we have crime, we have people who can't read their own, trying to graduate from high school, who couldn't even possibly read their own diplomas, and we've got the state fair. Does anybody go to the state fair anymore? Is it still good? I used to go here at Cal Expo. I haven't been yet this year. You'll have to tell me if it's worth braving the potential shooting that might happen at the end of the state fair when it closes at night. In an America where Las Vegas has become the new Disneyland and being a winner is too often about luck and greed rather than grace and hard work, the Iowa State Fair stands out as a truly friendly, family-friendly destination, and it's a lot of fun besides. And lots of stuff goes on at the Iowa State Fair, but most state fairs are in trouble because people, here's the story of today's New York Times. State fairs are sagging. A cacophony of smells, waves of manure, tractor fuel, all things deep fried, signal the opening of the state fair here in Illinois, Springfield, Illinois. Last Friday, piglets squealed in a pen, sheep tolerated last-minute haircuts, and dutiful ponies stepped around a wheel in slow motion bearing children on their backs. But attendance has dropped sharply in recent years, as it has at other state fairs in the nation's midsection. An Auditor General's report found that the Illinois Fair spent millions of dollars more than it brought in last year, as it has in years past. Nothing is forever, said one legislator. In Colorado, Governor Owens, who's a Republican, signed a bill in June to rescue that fair from its mounting debt with $4 million from the state. The question is, do we still need state fairs? Has the moment come and gone for the state fair? Now, in Iowa, it's a very good state fair, and apparently it makes a lot of money. Nowhere is the sense of what goes on the farm better exemplified than in the scores of 4-H and FFA, Future Farmers of America, competitions at the Iowa State Fair. Here's the motto of 4-H. Head, we know what the 4-H's stand for? Can I tell you? No, not anything bad. Head, heart, hands, and health. Both 4-H and the FFA programs promote leadership and citizenship through individual and group projects, and they promote service, which is something that, oh, here it is. Here is about the 4-H events. Here's the FFA's motto, Future Farmers of America. Learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve. Compare that, says the Wall Street Journal, with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The idea of serving, getting to be, except for a restaurant, we hardly encounter the idea of serving very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jenny and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
You know, I remember not so long ago you had a caller, I don't remember the name, and she said that, or at least she indicated that she felt that Phil Angelides was kind of doing it on purpose to kind of throw the race, so to speak. And I don't know, with him not being around, I'm starting to think that way, too.
It's like taking a dive in a sporting event, you know, because the bettors are betting on your competition. You're being paid to take a dive.
Yeah.
We've all seen those movies. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that about Phil. I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, well, I'd like to, too, but I'm getting kind of scared.
Well, don't vote for Ernie.
But, no, I would never vote for him. But, you know, one other thing is, if you think about all the money that they threw away to kill people over in Iraq and everything, just think how much that good would do to save people here.
Well, it's costing more than $1 billion a month to be there. We don't have money for anything here. We don't have money for cops on the street. When Clinton was president, we had money, more money for cops on the street. We had more money available for a lot of things. We don't have money. If we are attacked, our first responders are not here. They're in Iraq. And if you listen to Lawrence Wright, who was my guest, and he was really a powerful guest, I thought, today, he says that Al-Qaeda was finished after 9/11. It had lived its life and it was done. And what resurrected it was us going into Iraq.
Yeah.
So the very thing that this ridiculous administration said was going to solve our problems only created more of them.
Yes, I believe that. Well, thank you so much for my call.
You're welcome, Jenny, and thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mark in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I heard you talking about the state fair. I was out there Sunday and had a really good time.
Are they making money at the state fair?
I don't know. They did offer me.
How much does it cost to go?
I think it was like $10, but, you know, I was there for probably about 5 or 6 hours, and so you figure, you know, okay, just walking around, that's like, what, $1 and, you know, a quarter an hour or something like that?
Well, it's cheaper than the movies, maybe. Maybe it is. Describe what happened at the state fair. Why do we want to go? What's going on there?
Well, let me see. This is the first time I've been to the state fair here in California. I've previously been to the one in Washington. It was a lot of fun. I went early in the day and left before it got dark. And, just everybody was having a good time, a lot of families. I like the idea that they have the two separate midways, so that way, you know, the kiddies don't get hurt, you know, from the adults getting out of hand.
Okay.
And I thought that was kind of neat. But, you know, I like the commercial exhibits. And a couple of days before I went, I actually went to the website and I emailed them and I said, where are the commercial exhibits? They emailed me back, like, the next day. And I was really impressed. And, yeah, I liked the grounds and I just had a good time. I mean, of course, everything's really expensive. The fried Twinkie was a disappointment.
A fried Twinkie? They have paramedics standing by with statin drips when you're eating that Twinkie?
Yeah, they ought to have
how much is
standing by to arrest those people for charging $3.50 for...
A fried Twinkie?
Yeah.
Not including your medical expenses if you actually ingest this thing.
Well, you know, I'm kind of hoping that I walked around enough to undo, you know, dislodge all of whatever, all of the cream filling that's lodged
in my cholesterol. Belly. Your cholesterol was in the red zone with that fried Twinkie, I bet.
That's why
look,
I
what it did, look what it did. Look at Dan White. That was a Twinkie defense. Remember that? The killing of Harvey Milk in San Francisco?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that, you know, that I haven't had a Twinkie since, you know, I don't know, for 15 years, something like that. I'm not a big Twinkie fan, but I thought, okay, it seems like sort of the indigenous food.
I know.
Food.
If you're in the state fair, you can hardly resist it. All right, who are you going to vote for governor?
I wasn't here to vote in the primary, but I was leaning towards, who was it that ran against Angelides?
Steve Wesley.
Yeah.
How quickly we forget.
Okay, exactly. He's going to be a trivia question on Jeopardy. But a really good reason to never vote for the incumbent, certainly Schwarzenegger's got the incumbent's advantage, which is why we're not hearing much out of from Angelides. But
no, all the more reason to hear a lot out of Angeles. When you are up against the incumbent, you are at a disadvantage. You should be using the media every single day and thinking of guerrilla actions to stage to get yourself as much ink as possible.
Well, the one caller that called in about an hour ago, and she was a volunteer.
Yeah, she was mad at me.
She probably turned people away from him. From Angelides.
Yeah, she was so bent out of shape when she said, you are on the list. I said, I know what I'm getting and what I'm not getting. I'm not on the list.
If you're just volunteering on a campaign, certainly, you know, it's a free country and you want people's opinions, but, you know, watch what you say in public about the campaign and the candidate. But look at how things have been with Bush. I mean, certainly things were miserable in his first term, but his whole first term was he was running for re-election. And things have only gotten worse since then. And if the incumbent, you know, who has term limits like Schwarzenegger does, you know, the governor's seat does, there's no way to hold them accountable if they're reelected.
I'm not following you. What do you mean there's no way to hold?
Okay. This election is going to be a referendum on how Schwarzenegger did in his first term.
He hasn't done anything.
Well, right. But if
he's alienated a lot of people and he hasn't done anything, and because he's a celebrity and because Phil has been basically missing in action, he is up 8 points and he's generated a lot of money. I think what has been theorized is that big Democratic contributors, potentially big Democratic contributors, are not contributing to Phil's campaign because they're afraid he's going to raise taxes, or they're happy with the status quo, or maybe Arnold is easily bought off. I don't know.
And this election is a way to tell Schwarzenegger that you don't like what he's done and don't not vote for him. But if he's reelected, just think, there's no way to hold him accountable.
Well, that's it. I mean, yeah. You're right. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're stuck with him, and that's the end of that.
Right.
He's termed out.
Yeah, so exactly. So that's why I think you should never vote for the incumbent, you know, regardless of their political party.
Yeah, but then if you vote for the one who wants to get reelected in the second term, maybe they'll do a little bit for you, but they're so busy running for the second term, they don't do much for the country
or the
state. So either way, I just think that Phil has thought more about policy issues. He's read books in his time. If Arnold has read books, I would be seriously amazed of any consequence.
Yeah, but yeah, other than comic books. But I was really disappointed with the Kerry campaign. And just the way that was run. And
that was run by people who were high-priced consultants and who hadn't had a win in 1,000 years.
Exactly.
That's Bob Schrum, these guys who have, I don't know why you would you go to a doctor to have surgery who hasn't had a successful surgery of whatever it is that you're having surgery on?
No way.
Absolutely
no
not.
Way. You surround yourself with people who have tasted success and want to taste it again.
That's right. And you go to a doctor if you're having a surgery who has a lot of experience doing that kind of a surgery.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, but I couldn't, if Angelides, you know, picked my pocket or whatever, I wouldn't know it because I don't even know what the guy looks like, really. You know, I haven't seen him much.
Well, just vote for him. You don't have to know what he looks like.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know,
you're not going out on a blind date with him, Mark.
but, you know, these people need to realize that, you know, you're selling a candidate just like you're selling Coke or Pepsi.
Well, that's it exactly. Well said, and I thank you for saying it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. John in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
I do not go to the State Fair. Yeah, I think it's an awful place. I don't like the design of it. I like the old State Fair. However, this past weekend, I went to the Nevada County Fair. It was delightful, and I recommend the county fairs up in the foothills.
Okay, because it's more like a real old-fashioned,
exactly.
less commercial kind of an enterprise?
Exactly, and it was fun to see the 4-H kids there with the cattle that they had raised, and I thought it kind of sad they were going to be selling them on Sunday. But
why don't they run some of them for political office?
Yeah. And then they had, the parking was like $2, and getting the fair was $1, I believe.
Oh, that's very nice.
And Phil one other thing, Phil Angelides has been a friend of mine for 20 years, and I'm voting for him.
Well, I'm voting for him, too, but where is he?
I don't know.
What has he been doing? They call me, you know, these campaign calls and Mulholland call, because someone must have alerted Mulholland that I was talking about, where is Phil Angelides? And I'm not on the media list, and I think probably a lot of places are not, and whoever is supposed to be doing all this does not have it together. Meanwhile, Arnold has got Karl Rove and Dick Cheney's old people, and believe me, those people are as slick as can be.
Oh, I know. I was glad to hear you did have Bob Mulholland on. I'm the secretary of the County Central Committee.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so I'm pretty involved with it. But I agree. I wish there were And there were some newspaper articles today on that same issue. I hope that they change, right?
Well, they better start. This campaign better start getting some traction. They need some guerrilla people on staff. They need to declare a terrorist alert because if Arnie's a government again, a governor again, we're going to be terrorized by him.
Oh.
I thank you for the call, John. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We could almost call this Wacky Wednesday, wouldn't you think?
Well, there's always that possibility. Why? What did we do that was particularly wacky?
Well, just all the fun that we've been having. Wacky is meaning in a positive way. Our traffic a little wacky. Keep your radios up at 1320, okay? Eastbound 50, we have a northbound Cap City Freeway just south of M Street. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road still stopping traffic. Southbound 99 really is moving any faster here. Eastbound 50, just west of Southbound 99, our traffic hazard is stopping there at South Stack. Also, Marshall Road at Prospectors Road in Placerville, that collision has stopped traffic there, so you might want to go around if you're headed that way. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
So you're saying that we've become a society of foot abusers?
Yep, foot abusers.
We're back with Dr. Jeffrey Ando, owner of Good Feet Stores throughout Northern California.
It's not intentional, but many people abuse their feet every day.
How so?
By wearing the wrong size shoes, standing throughout the day on super hard surfaces, and simply being overweight.
And Good Feet can help?
The Good Feet arch support system actually shifts weight off painfully stressed areas by realigning the bones in your feet and putting your whole body into better alignment.
By realigning the bones in the foot, what does Good Feet accomplish?
Speaking biomechanically...
What?
Biomechanics. It's the study of how we move. By realigning the bones in the foot, the Good Feet arch support system puts the whole body into better alignment to restore proper biomechanics.
Visit the Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, and the newest locations in Stockton on March Lane across from Home Depot and Fairfield in the Green Valley Crossing Center across from Costco. Call 1-866-FITFEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. The Good Feet store, because everybody needs good feet.
Are you paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year for prescription drugs? Now there's a safe, reliable alternative to the high cost of medication. With MedCenter Canada, you can save as much as 50% on the same quality medications you find at your local drugstore. Write down this number, 1-800-604-9119. MedCenter Canada will rush you a free brochure with everything you need to get started, plus a coupon for free shipping on your first order. Call MedCenter Canada now, 1-800-604-9119. Finally, get the medicine you need at a price you can afford. MedCenter Canada will show you how you can save up to 50% on your prescription drugs. Get the same quality brand name or generic medications you find at your local drugstore for less. Just call MedCenter Canada at 1-800-604-9119 and get free shipping on your first order. Call now, 1-800-604-9119. 1-800-604-9119.
Everyone loves a party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this House Party.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Working in a shop. 6:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I Am Yours, until 7 o'clock, so we don't have a whole lot of time left with each other, and there's a lot of news coming out, of course, the JonBenet Ramsey. We've been talking about Phil Angelides and where has he been, missing in action. We've been talking about State Fair. I want to add to the conversation. I just got this email from Leanne. She said, hello. She said, I am new to the area. I enjoy listening to your show. She said, I have really enjoyed your chats with callers, especially when it comes to the state of Israel. I am forwarding a petition that I think you will find interesting. We just started a petition to demand that the world community compensate Israel for the damages caused by Hezbollah, just as they intend to compensate Lebanon. Please sign and circulate this petition. Oh, my goodness. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Chris in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Enid?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. You know, I know Phil Angelides. Well, first, I voted for Arnold last time. I know Phil, and he's a nice guy. And he's been raising funds for years. I don't know why he's missing in action on this.
He's been raising money for other candidates, but why is their operation so?
He's been raising money for himself. Sorry, I'm aside on a cell phone. So, but he's been raising money for himself. I don't know what the heck happened, but all I can think of is he's surrounded by Democrats and they're not the sharpest knives in the drawer.
Well, how come you voted for, if you're such a sharp knife, Chris, how come you voted for Schwarzenegger, and what has he done for you?
Well, anybody was better than Gray Davis. I mean, Gray Davis was horrible. He was the only governor ever recalled because of his corrupt campaign, I mean, his corrupt group.
I don't know about the corrupt group. That's not why he was recalled. But let me ask you, what has Arnold done for you, Chris? Are you going to vote for him again?
No, I'm not.
Why not? If he was such a great...
He was almost as beholden to special interests as Gray Davis was.
So, you know, Arnold has made the deficit greater. So what... Well, I don't know why you thought he was going to be a better alternative. You thought he had a better personality. That's probably why you... So who are you going to vote for governor?
Well, I'm going to vote for Phil this time just because I simply know him and I know he's a decent human being.
He's a decent human being who's thought a lot about public issues, but I'm concerned that the campaign isn't getting the traction that it should have at this point. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to vote for him because I think he's the better of the two.
The reason why his campaign's not getting any traction is because Democrats get 15% for ad placement. Republicans just pay for the cost of the ad production, and they place the ads themselves. They save the same percent. They saved that 15%.
Not necessarily. I don't think you're right about that because I think anybody who's running ads has to pay that commission to an agency. And if you've got a situation where you don't have to pay it, I think if the Republicans have managed to concoct a situation where they don't have to pay it, I imagine the Democrats have too.
No, because Kerry actually raised more money than Bush but ran fewer ads because of that. Check your facts.
Okay, Chris, I thank you for the call. I'm glad you're going to vote for Phil. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Okay, here it is. John Prescott, who is the deputy prime minister, has criticized the U.S. handling of the Middle East. And he's John Prescott, deputy prime minister. This is in England. Summed up George Bush's administration in a single word. Are you ready for the word? Crap. Isn't that amazing? The English have, they cut right to the chase. John Prescott, Deputy Prime Minister, has summarized George Bush's administration in a single word, crap. The Deputy Prime Minister's condemnations of President Bush and his approach to the Middle East could cause a diplomatic row, but it will please the labor branch of the government, who are furious about Tony Blair's backing of the U.S. over the bombing of Lebanon. The remark is said to have been made at a private meeting at Mr. Prescott's Whitehall office with Muslim MPs and other labor members of parliament, and so on and so on and so on. 349-1320. And this in the Los Angeles Times. The Bush administration is a past master at playing politics with terrorism, portraying critics of its various anti-terrorism initiatives as naive or even accusing them, in the words of former Attorney General John Ashcroft, of giving, quote, ammunition to America's enemies. You have an administration that has nothing to sell but fear itself. And we have nothing to fear from this administration except fear itself, I think. That's what they're selling. That's what they hope you're buying. And I wonder from you whether or not you think it's going to sell this time around. It sold before. And some people think that this whole business in London was a complete concoction and fabrication. I don't know if that's going to be revealed or not. Phil Angelides, he's gotten major endorsements. Oakland Tribune, AP has said he's smart, he's aggressive, he's creative, said New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. Los Angeles Times has said he's a Democrat with the most articulate, consistent message that Schwarzenegger's policies are wrong for California. Angelides said the B is smart, driven, and at his best, inspirational. This is a Democrat who has passionate beliefs and isn't afraid to express them, has a vision for the state that will resonate with a lot of Californians who are hungry for leadership, but he seems to be missing in action. He went out for a pack of cigarettes and he never came back. He went out for a pizza and he never came back. 349-1320. 866-620-1320. The U.S. cannot stop the Iraq civil war. Many adults in the United States believe that their country will be unable to prevent sectarian violence in Iraq. This is according to a poll. 67% think that the U.S. will not stop the situation from becoming a civil war. So it's a mess. This is the Republicans. Now, you've got to remember what the Republicans have done, and you've got to link Arnold with it. Barack Obama, senator from Illinois, combined sharp criticism of the Bush administration and Congress with thoughts about his own priorities at a meeting. He says that the war in Iraq is a dumb war. We haven't thought it through. No kidding, Sherlock. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And the Muslims in L.A. are criticizing Schwarzenegger because he said they believe that he has been disrespectful and insulting for ignoring their request to meet about the war in Lebanon so he could explain his appearance at a rally supporting Israel that was attended by thousands. What are you talking about, Los Angeles? And Arnold is running. I mean, give me a break. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together with Lisa, north, south, east, west.
You got it. Wild west, if you will.
Oh, no.
And with the traffic and the weather today, it is kind of wild, I'll tell you. Tonight, lows, though, 69. We have for the next couple of days, 92 or 93 with a nice breeze. 85 here in the River City. And our traffic is feeling as nice and breezy as the weather. Everything is going on like a speed limit should be. We've got 55-60 on southbound 99. We're back up to 55-60 on 50 going over top of the mountain. However, at Gate Avenue, just south of Madison Avenue, we have a three-car crash there. A hit and run, no injuries at Greenback Lane and Fair Oaks Boulevard in North Sac. And while Garrett Road, well, I can never say that road. And Antelope Road, there's a hit and run, no injuries. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. The California State Fair continues at Cal Expo. This week's concerts, which are free with fair admission, include Loverboy Wednesday, Boys to Men Thursday, and REO Speedwagon on Friday night. Friday night, the Coalition for Change is dancing to Dump Doolittle. The event happens at the Cosmic Cafe in Placerville. Live in concert, rocking the waterfront of Suisun City on Friday night is Pat Travers and the Tony Castro Band. It's all part of an event called Harbor Night. A taste of Placer County is Saturday night at the Maidu Community Center in Roseville. Enjoy an evening of food, beer, wine, and live jazz. The Neville Brothers perform at John Esquaga's Nugget in Sparks this weekend. And the Phil Angelides House Party fundraiser is coming up on Tuesday night, August 23rd. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you could join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. This is now the former British ambassador says the terror alert he's saying is propaganda. Former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, says that the alleged transatlantic liquid bomb plot is stage-managed propaganda on behalf of Bush and Blair, who yearn for a new 9/11 to absolve them of domestic political trouble. Murray previously blew the whistle. Now, I don't know if any of this, I'm just sharing with you the information as it comes in. He previously blew the whistle on how the British government was using evidence obtained from torture in Uzbekistan inflicted on its population by the U.S. funded regime of Islam Karimov, the dictator who likes to boil people alive. Murray questions the intent and capability of the alleged terrorists to carry out the attack and offers the likelihood that evidence of the plot was obtained through torture in Pakistan. None of the alleged terrorists had made a bomb. None had bought a plane ticket. Many did not even have passports, which, given the efficiency of the UK passport agency, would mean they couldn't be on a plane bomber for quite some time, he says. So what if this is right? What if this was a confession that was tortured out of some... I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what the truth of it is. I guess it will make itself known. So you have here the Deputy Prime Minister saying that Bush is crap, and you have a former British ambassador saying that the terror alert is propaganda. And we know that we have an administration, the only thing that it does well is to spin, and the only thing that it has to give us, ordinary citizens. If you're not rich, if you're rich, you get a tax cut. If you're rich, your company gets no-bid contracts, and you get to rake in zillions of dollars, and you get to screw the government, and there's no oversight, and it's no bid, and all of that. That's what happens if you're rich. But if you're just us, what you get from this government is fear. Fear. And lots of it. Fear and more fear. 349-1320-866-626-1320. In today's we're looking at good schools versus cheap diplomas. I always like to read Peter Schrag because I think he has a really good take on California. But he talked about the business of the exit exams and what the court said about it. The court said that you needed to pass your exit exam, but that the resources that you needed in order to pass the exit exam were not fairly distributed in California schools. And that if you were part of an urban, gritty school district, you probably didn't have the level of teaching, and you probably didn't have the equipment and the books and the fair distribution of what you need to be able to master the exit exam. And so he says, the most significant part of the decision was the appellate court's repeated reminders, bordering on a pointed warning, that the state had better get its act together in providing the necessary resources to give disadvantaged students the opportunity to get the education they are constitutionally entitled to and the diplomas that are supposed to certify it. Nor is it just that warning, that runs through the 38-page opinion. The decision also suggests that if the failing students had sued to get better resources in place, they might have had a better chance of succeeding. So one of the things that we see in Sacramento is a homicide rate that is going to cause us to change the name of Sacramento to Sacramento. We're seeing that the way that we're dealing with this homicide rate is to do nothing, really. I mean, it's to say, well, this is a really a terrible problem, but the way we're really dealing with the homicide rate is to put money into the arena. Now, that makes a lot of sense, don't you think? Here is Dan Walters talking about the... The fact that we're not doing so well in our public schools here in California and that the crime rate is becoming astronomical, do you think that there's some connection there? Here is fewer than 50%, Dan Walters is writing, of California school kids meet even minimal levels of academic proficiency. Fewer than 50% of California school kids meet even minimal levels of academic proficiency. So what does that tell us? Does that tell us that the parents don't care anymore and they have thrown in the towel? Does that tell us that the system doesn't care anymore and it just tries to maintain and keep the lid from blowing off completely? Just get them out of school so that they can indulge in a life of crime, because how are they ever going to get a job when they can't really even read, hardly? American and Latino youngsters, especially those in large urban school districts, results for African-American, and Latino youngsters, especially in large urban school districts, are downright abysmal. Fewer than a third of students in these ethnic groups reach proficiency in language and math skills, and that's also true of all students in the L.A. Unified School District. I mean, this is just amazing. The state's poor record on high school dropouts should leave any concerned Californian wondering whether the state's overall educational performance will ever reach a satisfactory level. How can you have a really functioning state when you have such abysmal educational track records, when the dropout rate is hideous, when the levels of achievement are non-existent? It tells us that we are a society in decline. It tells us that the parents aren't doing their share and the educational system isn't doing its share. And then... Let's add this. There's fake news going on. It isn't just on Jon Stewart's show. There's something called video news releases, VNRs. The administration has used them wantonly and has been chastised by one or another oversight committee. And the problem with fake news is that you don't know it's fake news. And a lot of newsrooms, because they have cut their budgets and they have cut their staffs, take these video news releases, which are the equivalent of a press release. They're from big companies. They're always slickly produced. They're often from drug companies. They're from corporations that want to put a good light on their product. And they just put these things on the air, and they never label them as fake news. And the government, this administration, in addition to paying off people to spout its party line like Armstrong, Williams, and other pundits, has used a lot of these VNRs, video news releases, fake news. So finally, the FCC, bestirring itself, the Federal Communications Commission, has mailed letters to the owner of 77 television stations inquiring about their use of video news releases, a type of programming critics refer to as fake news. VNRs, video news releases, are packaged news stories that usually employ actors to portray reporters who are paid by commercial or government groups. The letters were sparked by allegations that TV stations have been airing the videos as part of their news programs without telling viewers who paid for them. So there you have it, the decline and fall of nearly everything, even though this is a really nice Wednesday night. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, tonight on this wonderful Wednesday, we have 69 for our low. We might see even 56 by morning. But by noon or 1 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to be about 92, 93. We're at 86 here at the River City, and our traffic's looking pretty good. 50 over top of the mountain, back to speed. Southbound 99 going a little slow, though. Florin Road just west of 65th Street. We have a vehicle in the roadway. Date Avenue and Madison Avenue, three-car collision. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane there. And Antelope Road en route to westbound I-80. We have also another three-car crash there. Back with more Enid Live. You can email her at 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Here's the story of Pig, Meg, and Sue. Come to Jackson Rancheria, it's what they love to do. Nickel and penny slots are often the choices. You can hear the excitement well up in their voices. Well, these sweet and sassy seniors got truly inspired. Stayed more than a few hours than were required. First Peg hit a jackpot, next Meg then Sue. Now at Jackson Rancheria, we call them the Wrecking Crew. At Jackson Rancheria, we call Peg, Meg, and Sue dream catchers. People have discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria, are you a dream catcher?
Comedians Tim Conway and Harvey Korman are together again for their final farewell tour at Jackson Rancheria Casino on Sunday, September 17th at 5 and 8 p.m. To reserve your tickets, contact Ticketmaster today.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
The Democratic Party is on the move, and we're ready to take back California. On Wednesday, August 30th, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Assemblymember Dave Jones invite you to show your support for the Democratic cause by attending an important reception at the Firehouse Restaurant on Wednesday, August 30th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You're invited to join over 200 Democratic activists who will gather to honor some folks in our community who have made a difference, including Supervisor Isla Collins. Speakers include State Democratic Chairman Art Torres and Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi. Your MC for the evening will be future state Senator Daryl Steinberg. And also, to be honored, Mr. Take Back California himself, Phil Angelides. This important event will help raise funds to open a Democratic campaign office to benefit local and statewide candidates. Now is the time to show your support for local and statewide Democrats by attending this signature event Wednesday, August 30th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Firehouse Restaurant. For more information, call 916-446-7600. That's 916-446-7600. Or check out our website at sacdems.org.
You can talk to Enid at 349-1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320, 866-620-6120 as we wrap up the program in its final minutes. As far as Hezbollah is concerned, it is going to try to rebuild Lebanon, and one of the ways that it has gathered a lot of support is with its charitable work, and the money is coming from Iran. Iran is awash in oil money, so this is how Hezbollah, which has pretty much thrown Lebanon under the bus, is going to try to rescue itself and Lebanon, so we'll see what happens there. And we have Alberto Gonzalez, that mediocrity, I guess our attorney general, He was addressing a World Affairs Council meeting. He has referred ominously to a stateless enemy hidden in American towns. He says that our enemy is hidden in America. In other words, terrorists are in our neighborhood. See, this is an administration that has created terrorism. This administration, I think, are the biggest terrorists of all. And now they're trying. All they're selling us is fear. Just remember, fear is just fear. You don't have to buy it. And that's what they're selling us. And now you have a GOP rep, Representative Peter King, who thought that the New York Times ought to be prosecuted for treason because they reported that this administration is surveilling us. He's suggesting that airport officials, quote, should consider Middle Eastern ethnic background as a reason for further questioning. So they want to racially profile Middle Easterners. Is that okay? I don't know. Maybe it is. Look what, you know, we got to find out what El Al does because it doesn't get into any problems. They have a very, I have never flown El Al, so I don't know. But anybody who has, I would like to know what they do because they've not had an incident. They do some kind of psychological profiling of you. They really check you up big time before you're allowed to ever get on the plane. And what that consists of exactly, I don't know, but they are very thorough. And I think Sky Marshals fly on all of their airplanes. And let me tell you something. They were such a hurry to increase the Sky Marshal program in this country that it was a very, apparently quite a, you needed to really be accomplished to be a Sky Marshal, before they pumped it up with people who had no real training and no real skills in it. So it was considered quite a level of accomplishment to really be a Sky Marshal. And then they let everybody and their brother in, you know, people who were essentially, you know, wannabe security guards, I think. And so you had a tremendous scandal with the Sky Marshal program because a lot of people weren't qualified because they tried to bulk up the program too quickly with not enough training. And B, they couldn't distribute the workload adequately. So some Sky Marshals sat around for months doing nothing and others were constantly in the air. And the whole thing has been a big joke. But apparently on El Al, which is the Israeli airline, Sky Marshals are on every flight. I don't know. That makes me feel secure if I know a Sky Marshal's on the flight. Maybe it doesn't do anything at all. But you should see how planes are. I just came back. You know, I was thinking about going away over Labor Day, but with flying, why can't you take a book on an airplane? What is the big deal with they wouldn't let you, what are you going to do? Reading is a great thing that you can do on an airplane. And for a while, they weren't letting you take a book with this whole thing that they may have concocted with this London terror plot that may or may not be a legitimate plot. I don't know yet. But why couldn't you take a book on the airplane? And since the cargo goes largely unscreened, you know, theoretically, some bomb could be, and this is commercial cargo also, that shippers, they don't want to get in the way of business. So shippers just bring that stuff in with no particular certification or oversight. And who knows, maybe it's something that could be detonated by remote control or a timing device where it goes off over the middle of the Atlantic, right on top of that new proposed arena that if...